This is VOA's special coverage of the Basketball Africa League. I'm Mukbil Yavaro with Sonny Young, and we have this exciting matchup between Kwara Falcons from Nigeria and Stade Malien from Mali. Sonny, talk to me about this game.
Real West African flavor, Mukbil. I like it. We have two teams making their debut in the Basketball Africa League. For the Falcons, I think they need a victory this evening, Mukbil. I know they're coming off a loss to Abidjan Basketball Club. They played well. I thought they played well, at least for the first half. They were very competitive. And then in the second half, they faltered. And so now, you know, you lose your first two games in this competition. It's kind of tough to advance. It is doable, but we'll see how they do.
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to these conference games nowadays, as we know, each of these teams are going to play each other once. They have about five games. You know, you go down 0-1, it's still doable. But you go down 0-2, I'm not going to sit here and say it's a must-win, but it's pretty close. It's pretty close to a must-win, and both teams are coming off of a loss. Stade Malien lost to Monastir, Kwara Falcons to REG, Rwanda Energy Group. Both games were very winnable for both teams.
I agree. At
some certain points in time, they just had to adjust a little bit. So we'll see which team comes out with more vigor.
I like that. Now, in terms of vigor, Mukbil, which player or players on Stade Malien turned in some vigorous performances against Monastir?
Man, the young man, Suleiman Berth, he put up 34 big ones against Monastir.
Wow.
That is huge. 22 years old. He did it on 12 for 24, 50% from the field. To me, that is super efficient. And they were playing a zone, and he was still able to get very creative with how he was not only getting himself creative and open looks, but he was getting the team involved. So definitely my go-to guy for the Malian side, Suleiman Berthi. I'm very interested to see if he can, you know, keep up that stellar performance, 34 points.
For the Falcons, one player who stood out, and let me make a quick correction. I had them losing to Abidjan Basketball Club. As Mukbil pointed out, they lost their opening game to Rwanda Energy Group, REG. Now, one player in particular for the Falcons who turned in a really good first-half performance was shooting guard Jawad Adekoya. He ended up with 15 points against REG. However, the majority of his points were in the first half, and I think REG did make some adjustments, Mukbil, in the second half to kind of clamp down on Adekoya. But another player to watch for them out of NBA Academy Africa, another shooting guard, Victor Eze, and he got some minutes against REG. And I like to see these young players on the court, Mukbil.
No, absolutely. I definitely like that. For me, on the Malian side, I'll definitely throw in there Ruben Chinyelu, right? Ball elevate player as well. You know, these younger players, to me, I feel like that's really what it's all about. You know,
I agree.
You have some of these older players that have had the ability to really come in and do what they do. But I prefer these younger stars. You know, this is what it's about, right? NBA scouts are coming to the continent to make sure that you have these younger guys, and showcasing the younger talent and what Africa has, honestly, is really what the BAL is about. So getting touches for these younger players is going to be integral for this.
Now, one of the questions I posed to our producer, Jackson Vunganyi, over the weekend, Mukbil, what about maybe some of the veteran players they bring in for this competition? For instance, somebody like Terrell Stoglin. Would you rather see maybe a younger player from the Ball Elevate program or NBA Academy Africa take that roster spot instead of maybe somebody like Stoglin?
You know, the thing about players like Stoglin are, you know, they've been playing the game for a really long time, right? So they understand what it is that they need to do to get to do what they need to do. He's a scorer at the end of the day. You put him in there to get a bucket, and he will do that. But the problem is he really... that player that's going to, you know, elevate, you know,
elevate
the rest of his team, you know. So I don't necessarily see that. So I would honestly prefer the NBA Elevate and the NBA Academy, younger stars. They're more raw talent, right? So you can kind of, you know, mold them into the players that they need to be. And a lot of these kids got talent, man.
They do.
16 years old up until 19 years old. So I definitely would go with the NBA Elevate players.
I will say the Basketball Africa League president, Amadou Gallofal, in an interview with the Voice of America this week, he talked about those younger players, Mukbil, and how important they are to the development of this league.
Oh, that's key, right? When you have so many of these younger stars nowadays, especially even if we look at America, right? You have these kids that don't necessarily might not want to play the college game anymore, so they'll go play in the G League. Or now you even see G League players such as Zaire Wade, who played in the G League, who is now coming to play in the Basketball Africa League. He will be in the Nile Conference for the Cape Town Tigers. It's going to be exciting to see how, you know, the league continues to grow. It's exciting. It's exciting.
I know if you're tuning in right now in Nigeria, you'll probably be rooting for the Kwara Falcons. In terms of last year in the BAL, Nigeria did not have a team in the competition, and I know that hurt many basketball fans in Nigeria. I'm looking at the roster now for the Falcons, though, Mukbil. Rivers Hoopers represented Nigeria in season one of the Basketball Africa League, and they've picked up a few of the Hoopers players for season three. Let me give a shout-out for Michael Oriaki, mm-hmm. used to play for the Hoopers, as well as another player, forward Austin Akpejori, also with the Hoopers.
Man, all I can say is they are Hoopers, right? The Rivers Hoopers, man. You know, it's nice to have, you know, some familiar faces get back in rotation on different teams. We're going to continually see that some former players that played on different teams that now will be playing for different teams. It's exciting to see how, you know, what the chemistry is going to be like for these teams. But, you know, going back to your point earlier, players like Stoglin, they can come and get buckets, but what can you do for me outside of getting me points, right? Can you help, you know, this team of younger players? Because most of the time, a lot of these veteran players that can go get buckets like that, they are a little bit older. Can you kind of coach? Can you be that vet that can help these younger players, you know, play to their potential?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So I think that's really what it takes, but we'll see if that works out or how it happens out.
Well, we're going to talk more about the Falcons' Stadmalian matchup, Mukbil, but in Tuesday's second game, features teams that won their opening game, mm-hmm. ABC Fighters from Ivory Coast and Rwanda Energy Group. How do you see that matchup?
Man, how about Abdoulaye Haruna putting up numbers, you know?
The pride of Niger.
You know, 25, you know, he's played with AS Sally last year. He's coming in with the ABC team this year. Honestly, I feel like he's another bucket getter, but he also makes it very challenging for defenders. So REG, Rwanda Energy Group, is going to have their hands full guarding him. But on the other side, REG as a collective has just really dug down and shown us. Because when you looked at that original game, they played Kwara Falcons, right?
Right,
game
right.
was relatively close going into half. And this is where coaching matters, right? I'm not sure what the coach said to them, but he definitely fired them up. They came out in the second half, guns blazing.
And
different team.
And let's mention the coaches. Reg, led by an American coach, Dean Murray.
Yep.
And on the opposite side for ABC Fighters, Liz Mills, Australian with a wealth of experience in Africa, Mukbil.
Oh, yeah. Liz definitely brought her guy Haruna with her from AS Sally last year. You see, when you see a coach that is invested in a player, knowing that the player is really that guy, you know, that's an amazing chemistry that they have, you know, as player and coach. So definitely expect that combo to really be making some noise in this conference for sure.
Well, Mukbil, U.S. Monastir of Tunisia also won its opening game. Last year in the BAL final, Monastir defeated Petro de Luanda of Angola. Can Petro lift the BAL trophy this season? That's the question I asked to Atlanta Hawks big man, Bruno Fernando.
I think they got a great coach. They got the potential. They got a lot of great players. They got some of the greatest players in our history. They are representing their team right now. And, I think that, they got what it takes. And, obviously they want to win the BAL. And obviously I think people got to put in the kind of X factor right there. The player they signed from the Ivory Coast, Solo Diabate, that's his name. He's been in the finals twice and he won. So okay. I think the fact that Petro signed him, he might be like that card that makes them win now. That's going to make three in a row for him. So, hopefully they win. And I'm cheering for them. And, hopefully they get it done this time.
Bruno, do you see the BAL making a bigger and bigger footprint in Africa?
For sure, for sure. It's crazy because I was just recently in Utah during the All-Star break in a meeting for NBA Africa. They talked about BAL. But, I just think that, it's a great thing for the continent. It's giving a lot of opportunity for a lot of people. And it kind of just gives out the exposure that we always look for. A lot of guys now don't need to leave the continent to be able to be seen by the NBA. And now we have guys like Zaire Wade going back home to play, to play in the BAL. So it makes, the league even bigger. We need a lot more of those contributions from players like that and even the people out here, connected to the NBA, and just to be able to associate those two organizations, makes it even better for the continent. So I definitely think the impact is getting bigger and bigger, and I think in the future we're going to have a much better organization running for the continent for sure.
What is your status right now with Angola's national men's team?
It's great. It's great. I went last summer. I went and played in the Ivory Coast for the window they had in Ivory Coast for the qualifiers, the world qualifiers. And obviously I would love to go this past window they just had back home in February, but I couldn't go because, obviously we working here right now. But, we qualify for the World Cup, which I'm very excited about. I'm looking forward to, joining the team in the summer and kind of just ramp up the work and go to the World Cup and have a great performance. So, I'm in great place with them. We are trying to kind of take us back to the place where we belong. You know how it is, before the history we have in basketball with Angola and the history that all those legends came before us have already done. They kind of already gave us a blueprint, so now we got to kind of find a way to just follow along and continue to take Angolan basketball to the highest boards. So, I'm somebody who is kind of in charge of it right now. And, as the image of the country, I'm, definitely honored and excited to join the national team again. It was a while before I played. I hadn't played for like 6.5 years.
Okay.
But, it felt good to go back this past summer and put on the uniform.
Bruno, you returned to the Hawks via trade. Right. What are your feelings about being back with Atlanta?
Man, I feel great, man. It just, that's one thing about me. I don't think a lot of places, just us as human beings, it's certain places to feel like home, And for me to be able to go somewhere else and experience different things and just experience different people and be around and just trying to connect with people in different cities and organizations, which are opportunities that I'm extremely grateful for. But to be able to come back to Atlanta, it just felt like, okay, I'm home, The reception was amazing, Just to be able to see everybody and smile again and just laugh and have a great time as I've always had, man. I'm home, I can't complain about anything.
Finally, Bruno, your college team, the Maryland Terrapins, will be in March Madness. Will you be following the Terps?
Yeah, I followed them a little bit this year. It was a little tougher because, there's times where they play and that we also have games. But I've been able to catch a few games, and, it's always good to see them in the March Madness. I think, it's a tradition that, most schools have that, it's always a goal of them to get to the March Madness and be able to compete for the national championship. So I think they're in a great place. They got a great team, great coach. I had a chance to meet them.
I think Willard.
The summer. Yeah. So, they got a great chemistry going, seems like. So, I'm excited to watch them and see where they go.
Bruno Fernando of the Atlanta Hawks. Thank you for talking with us.
Of course. Thank you for having me here.
Bruno spoke with me at our VOA studios here in Washington. His NBA team, the Atlanta Hawks, played two games against the Washington Wizards, and they won both. Season 3 of the Basketball Africa League is here.
Starting off in Dakar from March 11th to March 21st for the Sahara Conference, then heading to Cairo from April 26th to May 6th for the Nile Conference, and the excitement continues to build in the finals in Kigali from May 21st to May 27th. Tune in and follow the BAL on the Voice of America. Now let's go to South Sudan, which recently made history by qualifying for the Men's FIBA Basketball World Cup in its first attempt. The South Sudanese are the first African team to book a World Cup ticket in their first qualifying campaign. For South Sudan's team captain, who was born a refugee, it's a fairy tale dream come true. Sheila Pony reports from Juba, South Sudan.
For Kwan Kwan, the idea of watching a South Sudanese team play at the top level was a far-fetched dream. Kwan was born in a refugee camp in Kenya. After his parents escaped war back at home, he will captain South Sudan at the team's maiden FIBA Basketball World Cup in Asia later this year.
I think every day we're out here, everyone is just telling us how great it is, and how proud the country is.
South Sudan will fly the African flag at the World Cup to be co-hosted by Japan, Indonesia, and the Philippines. This is a tremendous achievement for a country slightly over 10 years old. At the moment, South Sudan's Basketball Federation is headed by former NBA player Noel Deng. The country does not have a domestic league, and the men's national league team does not have a home gymnasium.
For us, it might have just been another game, another win, but to everybody else, and you know, to our families, and including us ourselves, it's way bigger than that. And I think to finally realize this dream after just 2-3 years is huge. I really can't put it into words. It's just something that a lot of people have always wanted to achieve.
Deng, just like the entire squad, has little physical connection to South Sudan. Most of the players have lived in foreign countries. But when Luol Deng took over the reins of basketball in 2019, the narrative changed. Deng could not hide his excitement of helping South Sudan pen such a glorious piece of history in his debut with senior national team.
Some of my other teammates, like their first time being in South Sudan, just being able to be welcomed by all these people, surely everyone want to come back. But yes, the best ever, man. I've never been supported my whole life like that. So it's an amazing feeling.
For a country that is plagued by tribalism and ethnic violence, sports fans such as Badil Abdallah, famously known as Kawaja, says sports has managed to walk the people through the trenches of war and succeeded where the political class have failed.
This basketball team is showing South Sudan as one people. We unite because of the basketball. This win will raise our name as South Sudan. We were known as people who like fighting all the time, but now basketball raised our name up and also brings peace among us.
Kwan grew up playing football in a refugee camp before his family relocated to Australia. He says he doesn't regret playing for South Sudan instead of his adopted country, Australia. Peter Abakar was a member of the Sudan basketball team for 10 years. Despite having relatively bigger resources in the then Sudan before the South seceded in 2011, the now Undersecretary for Ministry of Youth and Sports says South Sudan's World Cup qualification is an incredible achievement.
In Sudan, we never defeated Egypt in basketball. Whenever we get them on competitions, they were always winning. So for our national team to beat Egypt, a very experienced country in basketball twice and in their own country is amazing. They deserve from us all respect, to defeat the reigning African champion in basketball, consecutive years reigning champion in Africa, Tunisia. Our boys did it. We are proud of them.
President Salva Kiir, who will be turning 72 in September, says he will personally attend at least one game in Asia in August. I am Sheila Poni in Juba.
Thanks, Sheila. I'm Sonny Young in Washington. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League. I'm with Mukbil Yabaro. Coming up at the top of the hour, Kwara Falcons from Nigeria look for their first victory in the Basketball Africa League. They play Stade Malien of Mali. And what do you think? What do you think, Mukbil? You think Falcons can spread their wings and get their first victory this evening?
Hey, I love it. I love it. Honestly, it's either the Falcons or the Malians. It's one of the two. Somebody's got to get this win. It's all going to depend on, you know, they say that the game, you know, is in the second half, and I believe that. But if you can really come out in the first half, you know, with that excitement, you know, strap down on defense, because defense wins championships, as we know.
Yes.
You know, we will definitely see the team that really wants it more. It all boils down to who really wants this dub. And I think whoever shows us in the first couple of minutes, we'll be in for a long game regardless. But I'm excited to see. I honestly don't know who's going to go off. It could be Suleiman or it could be Jawad, both top scorers for both their teams. Or it could be, you know, somebody else.
Right,
you know,
right.
You never know with these games.
And we'll see how the young players do, like the Ball Elevate Kids or NBA Academy Africa. Well, Mukbil, the Basketball Africa League is a partnership between the International Basketball Federation, FIBA, and the National Basketball Association, the NBA. I want to give a shout-out, a birthday shout-out, for NBA star Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors. He's celebrating his 35th birthday on this Tuesday. Steph had 23 points last night, 4 3-pointers. Mukbil, where do you rate Steph among the marksmen in basketball history?
Easily the greatest shooter. Easily. And that's crazy to be able to make a statement that bold.
Steph, I have to agree.
You know, Steph Curry, not only is he arguably the greatest shooter of all time, he literally changed the game of basketball.
Yes.
The NBA as we see it today, the style of play that the young kids are playing with now, shooting the three ball, you know, at such a high volume, high clip. We see the rest of the league has adopted to this change as well, right? When you had him and Klay Thompson in the back really shooting up two best shooting backcourts of all time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? For them to change that culture and then now everyone else adopt it, it's amazing. You know?
And even like the big men now are shooting three-pointers.
You got Joel Embiid shooting it from a high clip. Nikola Jokic. I don't think there's a big today that is of MVP caliber that has not extended their game to the three-point line. You know, back in the days, you have a guy like KG who would push it a little back,
right,
you know.
A little bit.
Like right behind, like right in front of that three-point line would be a consistent jumper for him. Tim Duncan used to do similar. But now you see the game has evolved. So the big men have come to the three-point line, and the guards have gone maybe almost to the half-court line, like Dame and Steph. As you can see, they pull up from anywhere.
Now, one big story in the NBA not recently, Mukbil, was LeBron James becoming the all-time leading scorer. How much do you credit the three-pointer with LeBron moving to number one on the scoring chart?
I think it definitely has helped him a lot. You know, looking at LeBron's game early on in his career, he really wasn't much of a shooter. But that's to his credit and the development of the game as well. He doesn't really necessarily – he couldn't continue to play the same way that he was playing before. So he had to add that three ball to his arsenal. And now he shoots it at a high clip, really efficient clip as well for his career. I believe he's close to that 40% mark.
Wow. Okay.
You know, which is unheard of. Because you couldn't tell me that same kid that was playing against the San Antonio Spurs in 2007 – was going to be able to put up numbers. Greg Popovich just sat there, just let him shoot.
That's right.
You know,
they just let him take the shot.
But yeah,
but he worked on it, and I think that's a sign of greatness.
That's credit to him, right? He's been able to like clean up all the parts of his game that weren't necessarily there. But also, it helps as you continue to get older. Your athleticism might not be there as much, so you have to rely on that jump shot. And now that jump shot is no longer the mid-range. It's also the three ball. So he's been able to fix both and do it at a high clip.
Well, Muckbill, we have players in the Basketball Africa League who played their college ball here in the USA. And one of the big sporting events coming up here in the USA, the men's and women's National Collegiate Athletic Association Championship Tournaments. And we were talking about your school and what they did not too long ago, really.
Man.
I mean, that was really one of the Cinderella stories, I think, of March Madness.
Oh, shout out to George Mason Patriots, you know, for the one time. But definitely, yeah, I remember that year vividly. And that's really what March Madness is about. It's amazing to have this, you know, one game all type of, you know, mentality.
Single elimination.
Right, because when you have a playoff series, it's very rare that the better team doesn't win. But with these one-game knockouts, you can just go in and give it your all. You just might want it more than that team. You just might be more on fire. You could just be having a hot game.
Right.
You know, and we've seen, going back to Steph at Davidson really showed us in that tournament what he was able to do. And that, I think, really showed a lot of the NBA scouts that he might be undersized. He might not play the best defense. He might not be super athletic, but this kid can shoot, you know? So I'll take a shooter, you know?
What about, say, a BAL player, Muckbill, competed in March Madness here in the States? Has that helped them now in this type of tournament?
I think especially in these first rounds where you're just kind of playing these teams one time, you don't really necessarily have any – you don't have anything to go off of, right? Because there's no film on these teams. A lot of these teams are constructed maybe a month, you know, ahead of time. So you might know certain players and where they've played in the past, but you don't really have that film, or you don't really know what – style this team is bringing, what this player adds. There's so many different variables,
right,
that
right.
You know, defensively it is a daunting task, because if you have an offensive player that has an offensive arsenal that really can kind of get to his points and pick his poison, it's gonna be very difficult to stop them. So you got a guy that's played in that NCAA knockout game. I think it definitely adds a lot of value to him coming in here, you know. Because I think, you know, college basketball still has one of the most difficult defenses of any. You can kind of say it's a league in essence, you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah. Right? That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
So defensively, if you're able to go up against those guys, I think this will be something similar. Something similar. You might see some foes from the past.
You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League. I'm Sonny Young with Muckbill Yabarrough. Coming up at the top of the hour, Kwara Falcons of Nigeria. They will play Stade Malien. And basically, Muckbill, with the formats of these teams, eight players from the country itself. So, for instance, Falcons have eight players from Nigeria. Then they're allowed to bring in players from outside the country. I like that. Yeah. I mean, I like for the Falcons have a player from Sierra Leone.
Right.
Cameroon, couple from the USA. Do you like that sort of foreigners?
I think what it does is it allows the local talent to kind of have, you know, precedence in that instance. And then you can kind of add your flavor of, you know, maybe pro players, overseas players, collegiate players, whatever you have it, throw them in there and kind of see how they fit. But making sure that kind of the local or the national talents are the ones that are being showcased. I really like that style. I really like it, you know.
Well, we are getting ready for tip-off at the Dakar Arena in Senegal. The players are out on the court. And, Muckbill, you want to take us out?
Yeah, Sonny, this has been amazing. We definitely will be jumping back in.
At halftime during the games.
Post-game as well, you know, so you guys are going to be hearing a lot from us. This is a special VOA coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Coming up, we have Kwara Falcons of Nigeria going up against Stade Malien de Bamako from Mali. And we will be back with you all.
And it is the wonderful Dakar Arena that plays host to the Sahara Conference. The Kwara Falcons taking on Stade Malien, with all six teams in the Sahara Conference taken to the court. We can say that the road to Kigali is well and truly underway. It should be a scintillating feature, with both debutants having their fixture under their belt, both coming off losses. And this is what awaits us here as Dakar Arena plays host. We had a chance to catch up with the coaches. Here's what they had to say.
Juste votre pourcentage au lancer franc n'était pas très bon contre l'US Monastir. Alors comment on corrige ça?
Hier on a fait beaucoup de lancers francs et tout. En réalité, depuis la préparation, on n'avait pas fait des séries de lancers francs. Hier, j'ai eu le courage de les faire parce qu'on en a besoin, comme vous l'avez dit. Il faut moins tirer aujourd'hui parce qu'on a fait 16% seulement dans les tirs à 3 points.
We scored those points. And also, 3 points shots as well, but predominantly from the free throw line.
Énorme. Hier,
so we missed 18 in total, which is not good enough.
La conscience pour travailler
so we're conscious about that, so we need to work hard and make sure
merci
that we sort
beaucoup,
this out.
Yeah, I'm here with Coach Jibril. Coach Jibril, having tasted the first BAL game, what adjustments have you made going into this game against Stade Malien?
Well, now we lost the first game, but now I'm motivated my team, and we have to make adjustment of how to like keep the ball more, because we committed a lot of turnover in the first game, and now we have adjusted that, and I think they are going to do better at this game.
And what about Stade Malien? Where is this game going to be won? On the floor?
Most likely it's going to be won maybe in the third quarter, third or fourth quarter. Because we've, like, on our road to Bar, we've played them in the championship. And yeah, now we know each other now. It's not this is the second time we are playing them. They were victorious the first time. But now I think we know each other now. It's going to be won by third quarter.
Have a great game. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The thoughts of both the coaches, and yes, let's have a look at the starting lineup. Joining me, Africa's Diamond, Mustasha Komagisha.
Yes, looking at the starting Falcons, you have the same players from the last time, Jawad Adekoya with 15 points there, higher scoring for the Kwara Falcons, and will be bringing that experience into this game. Yes, like the coach said, they played against Stade Malien just a fortnight ago, so that experience should help them today. Coach Jibril just making sure he gets the players very ready for this fixture as we look at Stade Malien starting five, Makan Keita, Mamadou Keita replacing Amayo, who was injured from the last game, but the same Aliou Diarra, Suleiman Belt, and John Wilkins.
Thank you very much, Asharan. Roaming courtside, we heard him chat to Coach Jibril. Robbie, you had a chance to catch up with the coaches. Your thoughts on what we're going to see in front of us today?
A big battle, Q, at the end of the day. A confrontation between two teams who are hurting from their opening losses. So they're going to throw everything out here, because afterwards they come up against bigger and stronger teams potentially. So a win here is essential for either one of them.
A win certainly is essential. Both debutants in this one, both coming off losses. They've made one adjustment to the starting five, and both teams really great on the offensive rebound. 16 offensive rebound for the Kwara Falcons in their opening encounter. 18 for Stade Malien. I think it's going to be one on the boards. This one tips off.
Well, as you talk about this West African affair, the two teams know each other. Played at the Palais de Sport Abidjan just a fortnight ago, with Stade Malien winning 84-69. But let's see if the Kwara Falcons are up for the job and can avenge that defeat.
Well, Berthe gets the ball, throws up, and again they get a dunk. First possession, first score. And that's great eyes from Berthe, paying provider on that first finish by Victor Mohamed.
That's a very emphatic beginning to the game. You can see
Diarra.
Aliou Diarra is excited and ready to rumble tonight.
Lovely score on the inside. Again, working very hard, Wilson Jr.
It's a good way to respond to that fast basket from Aliou Diarra.
Keita back the other way. Baseline jumper comes off the backboard. Diarra is in or over the defense, and he picks up his first offensive rebound. Diarra was a terror on the boards in that opening encounter against U.S. Monastir. He had 7 offensive rebounds, 14 total rebounds. And here we have a look at Berthe in full flow, throws up. Diarra catches, flashes down. No prettier play in basketball.
The two know each other. And looking at Aliou Diarra, not surprising his efforts on both sides of the court as he downs that free throw. Leading on the rebound statistic scoreboard in the Sahara Conference after all teams have played their first game.
Well, one of two for Diarra, and Coach Kabakante is emphasizing that free throws are important. Block the drive in, and Eze trying to get the ball to fall. I think goaltending called on that one, ball on the downward path. So it'll be the second Kwara Falcons field goal. 4-3 the score. We've got 8:43 left in this one. Beautiful drive in with the left hand. Looked like it touched the backboard. Referee right there to make the call.
Very energetic player, Aliou Diarra. And that sort of energy is what you need in a game like this one that has very high stakes.
Berthe into the hands of Wilkins. Wilkins into the corner. Now the allocator spins. Goes to the strong hand, and there's again Aliou Diarra picking up another rebound. Second offensive.
That
Keita
gives a lot of chance to Stade Malien to keep possession.
5 seconds on the shot clock. 4.1 now it'll be. Stade Malien basketball. Some really great defensive work. The ball goes to ground, and there's a battle for it, but it will be Mali basketball with just 3 seconds left. They've got to get a shot up quickly. Shot comes. And it's wide left, and it's going to be a shot clock violation.
That's very good defense from the Kwara Falcons. Mardi, one of the very experienced players on the court right now. He's played for Nigeria at the FIBA AfroBasket tournament 2 years ago in Kigali brings that experience here to the BAL.
Eze, picking up point guard. Inside. Charlie to go work. He goes. Very nice move, forcing the defense to close up on him. Wilkins picks up his first foul. Taking him off the dribble, facing up, and the contact comes.
And will you see Wilkins' reaction there? He's frustrated by the call by referee Dorothy Okach, but it is the right call. It was movement, and obviously
Wilson already changing up his body language in that opening encounter and the loss to Ray Wilson, only able to put up 7 points, and he was 3 of 8 from the field, 37%. Diarra on the miss.
Well, speaking to Coach Jibril and the rest of the technical team of Kwara Falcons, saying that in that first game queue, they needed to settle down and just get away from the jitters that comes with playing at such a big stage for the very first time.
Well, both these teams, it's a big stage. The first time they're here, they both had some really tough games with experienced opponents, and this is even bigger for them, I think, taking on a fairly debutant in this Basketball Africa Hit League Sahara Conference. Foul on the baseline. Verde goes to ground.
There's an excellent bit of information regarding that opening defeat against Reg, and that was they won two quarters. They won the second and the fourth quarters at Kwara Falcons, so they got something to build on, of course, because they know that they can perform.
They certainly can. Thank you very much, Robbie. And this is the ball from Eze, Morgi, Monyong. Tried to guard it. Diarra gets a touch, and then again, referees there to make the call. He doesn't like the call, but got to respect the call. Picks up his first foul, second team foul for Stat Malian.
We're looking at that replay. Monyong almost got away from Aliou Diarra, but the hands, he was very late on that touch. And the ball will have to be inbounded.
Both these teams are young and athletic, so we will see lots of action on the offensive and defensive glass. Eze steps through contact. Diarra right there to clean up again. Keita for Stat Malian. Keita, 23-year-old point guard. Under 17 World Cup for Mali. Ball put on the floor and the shot comes in from Wilkins. It doesn't go. Control possession. Morty drop off the drive in. Should have really done better on that. Victor Eze, ball comes off. It's again controlled on the defensive glass. Stat Malian have been very good denying second chance opportunities. Long range shot from Berthe. Wilkins cleans up. Back in it goes. Diarra on this turnaround jumper on the baseline gets two.
He's already having a great afternoon. Aliou Diarra, 4 points of Stat Malian's 5.
Long range shot falls in. And that's the first one from downtown for Morty. Morty comes in with some pedigree, being named to the All-NBL team in the Canadian League. 16.7 rebounds, and he shot it at 60%. That's birthday. Rebound, Diarra, another one. There was contact, clear contact on that, and he is so difficult inside the paint, Aliou Diarra. They haven't figured out how to keep him off the boards yet, but I can definitely say there's going to be discussion. That layup spills. Diarra misses the first opportunity, gets it back, and then a foul comes in.
It's going to be a very incredible matchup tonight between Adekoya and Diarra in that paint.
We have to go back to that pre-game conversation. Already 6 rebounds for Diarra, and we haven't even played 6 minutes in this one. And the emphasis on free throw shooting, they were 7 of 19 in that loss. And that's 52%. He probably wants it in and around between 80, 70 or 80%. So trying not to leave it, and it's 1 of 2 again. Yaron can't convert the second one. Holding on to a two-point lead, the Para Falcons of Nigeria. Kolawole has had limited touches. Niemek calling for it, gets it. Now the baseline drive is cleared out by Diarra. And Okoya, access denied. Berthe back the other way. Part of that call.
It's very good transition there from Stade Malien. When you look at that block from the man, Aliou Diarra, getting back possession for Stade Malien, who ran the length. And Berthe makes no mistake.
Looked like he got up off a trampoline on that one, Diarra. Just trying to clear that out. Great defensive play. Important possession. Stade Malien. They might really want a conversion on this one. Change is coming. Wilkins gonna head off.
Yeah, we've got Kelvin Amayo who's gonna come on in a moment as well. Of course, he was taken off injured in the opening game.
Nice to see him back on the floor. The team releasing a press statement saying that he would be taking part, and now he will be back on the floor. He gets his first touch, Amayo. Berthe, back iron on the three. Kolawole drops this pass into the seam, and there's a contact. Oh, nice, big time pass. Wilson Jr. gets into his stride, and there was a foul call. 8-6 it is here at the Dakar Arena. Para Falcons holding on to a slender lead, and yes, it is. Timeout called on the floor. Time for a break. We'll be back with some more first quarter action.
And we're here on the special VOA coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Kawara Falcons versus Stade Malien, 8-6. Kawara have a basket lead. Sonny, how's his first quarter looking so far?
Well, the man for Stade Malien so far has been their center, Aliou Diarra. He has all six of their points. Had a great block earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And he's playing very well underneath for Stade Malien. And what about the Falcons?
Yeah, for the Falcons, I'd say Anthony Wilson has 3 points and Jeremiah Mordi has 3 points as well. You know, for them, it's kind of like they're getting more folks involved in the offense. For Stade Malien, though, it's definitely been all Diarra. It's been all Diarra, offensively, defensively. He's the main reason why they're still keeping it close in this first quarter.
And we did hear from the Falcons coach, Jabril, before the game. He thought the third and fourth quarters would be decisive. So we'll have to wait and see. It's early, but it looks very competitive.
Yeah, yeah. And he also said that they definitely, these two teams met in a championship game as well. So they kind of know each other. They felt each other out a little bit. So maybe he already has a game plan on what he needs to change in order to get this W. But they both need this win. And they're coming out. The vigor has come
like
out
that.
For both teams.
I like
Sonny.
That word. And in terms of vigor, one who has been not quite vigorous enough, Adekoya. He's only put up one shot so far and no points for the Falcons.
Yep, Soleimani as well has an assist and a rebound, no points just yet. So the two leading scorers for the last games haven't got on there just yet, but it's a long game.
So let's go. Yeah, it has been kind of low scoring too, Muckbill, so far.
Yeah, still early in the first quarter. First quarter still has about 5 minutes left, a little under 5 minutes. And they're back, so let's get back to it.
Point lead here at Dakar Arena. 4:55 left out of the timeout. And Aliou Diarra has been fantastic for Stade Malien. He has all 6 points to go along with his fantastic rebounding. The Para Falcons have spread the scoring. Amayo, ball in hand.
Coach Kaba just saying that, do the simple pass. Don't make complicated passes. And he was directing it towards Berthe.
Thank you very much, Robbie Knock. Ball comes back inside. There's Diarra. Short. They're going to keep going to him every single time down. Diarra.
It's good defense there. When you look at how they were able to just keep hands out and stay in the game, stay aware. and they'll be trying to see if they can build on that.
Diarra drives and scores again, gets baseline of his defender. Eight first quarter points for Diarra, eight first quarter points for Stat Malian. Adekoya, a chance here for Wilson Jr. to work. Wilson steps through on the defense, a travel called. Adekoya, Kolowole, Kareem Wilson Jr. and Yamek. This is the lineup for the Squara Falcons team. And that turnover might favor Stat Malian, who are trying to get ahead. They've been trailing all in this one. It's Keita, Pare, Amayo, Diarra, and Berthe on for Coach Kabakante. And the change comes as Konate comes in. And it's a Keita, Makan Keita, to the bench. Konate picking up the point guard responsibility. Amayo. Illegal screen, I think. The hold call comes on the defense. Wilson going to have a conversation with the ref and trying to come around that Diarra pick. You see the hand come around.
Yes, when you look at the replay there, he was literally pushed away. And that contact is what will make sure that Stat Malian inbound the ball.
In the game against U.S. Monastir, there was a lot of physicality. They don't shy away from the contact, actually.
Yeah, but it's also West African derby. You expect that from both sides. It's something that they love to display.
Falcons. Cross-court pass. Kante moves in. Kolawole finds space on the baseline and drops in the layup.
It's a great drop there. Easy 2 points to give the Quara Falcons a 2-point lead.
Another great pass on the other side. Amayo finds the cutting. Konate will get a chance to go to the free throw line, as that one is called, for the continuation.
Well, that's the impact that Konate has brought into the game since he was substituted. But looking at that replay, easy on the baseline, but also even with a bit of contact, he was able to score those 2 points. Very timely for the Quara Falcons. And on the other side, Konate becoming just the second player to score for Stad Malien so far in this game. Konate. After Aliou Diarra scored 8 of the first points for the team.
Second conversion from the free throw line. Ten. We are tied at the drive in, cleared out. Diarra, second block inside the paint. Back it comes.
Aliou Diarra is just having so much fun tonight.
He's been everywhere on the floor, filling up the stat sheet in every way possible. Is Aliou Diarra. 8.6 rebounds, and add that second block. Back it comes. It's a Falcons basketball going into a press. Stat Malian. Kolawole. The block called. It was really marginal on that one, but I think the correct call laid on the floor.
Yeah, very physical there from Pare. But good defense in general, just to try and stop the Quara Falcons, who just got into some rhythm.
Well, that's the 14th foul for the Falcons, for Stad Malian. And now Quara Falcons pick up the offensive foul. They are in the red, they're in the penalty. Every single foul from here on in will send Stad Malian to the free throw line.
It just really shows you how physical both teams are in this West African derby.
Baseline drive. Ben finds Amayo. Amayo's three comes off the front iron. Diarra cleans up again on the rebound. Ben, drop off pass and the finish. Aliou Diarra. That connection. Berthe Diarra continuing to dissect this Quara Falcons defense.
There's a clear bromance there between the two men.
Kolawole back the other way. Top of the key.
good reaction from Kolawole.
Diarra, again, he's right there, 10 points. He's the first player in the double digits in this one. He has 10 of 12, and his motor keeps on running. That was a hard foul. He looks like he took a bit of a knock.
Looking at that replay there, incredible from Aliou Diarra, but the pass as well from Bert in the paint.
I see you.
He's saying, I see you, and I'll assist you to deliver. Aliou Diarra, 11 points. Incredible.
He has been the go-to guy. Robbie Nock, I know that we're seeing Aliou Diarra from here, but what does it look like from courtside?
Oh, pretty impressive. I mean, you know, he's a man on a mission. We saw what Berthe was up to in the opening game for Stade Malien, but he is outrageously good. He's got a full skill set.
The toolbox certainly has many, many uses when it comes to Diarra. The ball's turned over. His press, relentless. Monyong ahead. Wilson. Monyong pressured. Kolawole on the baseline. The shot is fired. Traore is there to clean up on the miss.
That's good defensive work from Stade Malien to put pressure, man-to-man defense on the Guara Falcons. And it's paid off with this particular ball possession.
Pare again drops off. Diarra fakes up and in. He is on fire.
Unstoppable. He's the man with the hot hand. 14 points, 2 blocks, 8 rebounds. Incredible.
Amayo looking for the fancy play. I think ball does not go to hand. Should have gotten the finish. Trying to build on the lead. Drop off pass. The miss from point blank range is Akpajori, who's come in. And he is known for his defense. Is Akpajori. Maybe trying steady what he's seeing happening on the floor.
It's really interesting how Stade Malien have stepped it up so far with this 4-point lead. But that man, Aliou Diarra, incredible. 8 rebounds, 2 blocks, 14 points in just the first quarter.
Wow, he has been everywhere on the floor, and we just get a look. You know, they call it a Swiss Army knife, able to do a variety of things with or without the ball. And this Swiss Army knife, is we've seen him on both ends of the floor, rebounding, blocking, scoring,
assisting, communicating, playing defense. Some of those things you don't even see on the score sheet, kid.
It brings a breaking play and a timeout here, and with the timeout, Usher, is because of that lax bit of play on the offensive end. Amayo trying to get the highlight play when he really should have got the finish. And those moments, they count, especially down the stretch.
Well, you talked about
Voice of America special coverage of the Basketball Africa League. We got about a minute left in the first quarter in Dakar. Stade Malien leading Kwara Falcons of Nigeria 16-12. Mukbil Yabaro, pretty exciting contest so far.
How about my man Diarra?
What a game so far.
He literally is showing us that he can do any and everything from all sides. He has 14 points, 8 rebounds. He's got a couple blocks. That press that they're playing is relentless.
Effective, too.
Long players, tall, athletic. It's going to be a long night for Kwara.
Let's go back to Dakar.
They'll probably go back to him.
They're literally looking for him. Here's the hot hand. Why change the system?
Well, we just came back from the timeout, and we're back in it. Pare, hook shot. Strong, it's well contested. Akpajori controls. Oyaki is in as well. Contact of the ball. We're just going to ground. Here's Monyong. There's some stern words there from the referee who singled out Pare on this one.
Yeah, looking at the coach of Kwara Falcons, Kadri Jibril, needs his team to react. But looking at the replay there was a hand up. An elbow, you can call,
the elbow,
call it.
The elbow,
yeah,
pull.
There was an elbow there.
And this
from Mohamed Pare.
There's a degree of legality or illegality that comes into it, and that was the correct call made by the officials on the floor. Mignon now with a chance to go back to the free throw line.
And Parra has to be very careful. He has two fouls so far, and both of them have been very aggressive. That's something that they don't want to see continuing to happen in this game, because it could lead into an unsportsman foul.
A ball eventually comes back into the hands of Stamaliam. It's thrown away by Bridgeforth, who's in. Akpejuri. Strong work on the baseline, drawing the contact. And
yeah, Konate had his hands up, but the leaning in, and that's definitely a foul. With both teams in the red, it's to the best line, looking at that. No.
And Akpejuri just showing you, you know, some good footwork on the baseline. The contact comes and he goes to the free throw line. 25-year-old Akpejuri missed out on the first season of the Basketball Africa League, was with the Rivers Hoopers, and was injured and must be relishing the opportunity to be back as he gets both on another trip to the free throw line. It's a one-point game. 5-second differential between shot and game clock. Amayo. The drive and dish. Back out to Amayo. Bridgeforth on the screen. Throws up, and this time throw down. Bridgeforth finishes strong.
Absolutely incredible there from Bridgeforth, and really to see what Satmalier can do without Bell and Aliou Diarra on the court so far.
Well, it has been.
That looked good.
And we are back with this special VOA coverage of the Basketball Africa League. End of the first quarter. Stade Malien 16, Kwara Falcons 15. Man.
Exciting contest, Muckville. The key player so far in the after one quarter of play, Diarra, has been sensational. 14 points, 8 rebounds, 2 block shots. And, yeah, the length of Stade Malien, as you pointed out, Muckville, really has been, really effective out there.
Yeah, no, I think they've really figured out what it is that they need to do from the defensive end, and that has really catapulted their offense, because by the time they get on the offensive end, Kawara has been swarmed with that press. They're playing really good. Stade Malien is playing really good defense to the point where they're blocking shots. They're making it very, very challenging for them to get anything easy off, and there's has been rarely any second chance opportunities for Kawara Falcons. Everything has to have been the first shot has to go in, or it's not happening for them.
Taking a look at the stats, Anthony Wilson with 3 points for the Falcons. Jeremiah Morty also with 3 points. High score is Michael Kolawale. Michael has 4 points and 2 rebounds in the first quarter. And, I thought it was an excellent first quarter by both teams.
Yeah, but the story still for this side, for the game, has still been Stade Malien and Aliou Diarra. 14 points. Man, this guy, he's doing it all. Offensive rebounds, defensive. He's got 8 rebounds as well. He has 2 blocks and a steal. What can't he do?
He's been all over the court.
He's been all over. So it's going to be very interesting to see if he can still continue to keep this pace, because a 14-point quarter is not something you see all the time.
That's true. Good
look to point. Look to see Kawara Falcons kind of slow him down a little bit and have somebody else beat him.
And maybe we'll see Berndt step up for Stade Malien.
Definitely possible. Second quarter starting off, we will be right back.
Coach Jabril really saying, you know, be patient, guys. Pass the ball, you know, swing it. Let's find the right pass so that we can actually get those points and sink those baskets, because that's exactly what we need to do to get ourselves into it. And then more aggressive in defense.
That's great, Robbie. Obviously, they can find the right pass, but can they go past Aliou Diarra? That's the big question.
Well, Diarra picking up another block, and it is Malia basketball on this one. Traore alongside Konate. Amayo shot short, and then Diarra and Bridgeforth get the start for Coach Kaba. Kante and this, the layup is shorted by Oriaki. Chahoury back the other way in transition. Is blocked, and now Tierra again!
Tierra, the man with the hot hand.
Wow. There is very little that he can do wrong at this point. We are seeing a fantastic performance, individual performance by Ali Diarra.
I heard someone was someone said that he had been warming his hands up in a hot furnace before he came out onto the floor earlier on.
Diarra on that miss again there to follow, and it's the scream. He's locked in on this one.
And it's really that he was there for the rebound, but then got an opportunity to put that ball into the net and obviously take home the 2 points for the Malian champions to continue from where he left off in that first quarter.
Our first look at Modu Thiam, who's come in. BAL Elevate player was brought in as a substitution. Kadim Mboka injured in the NBA Academy's tour to Angola, and so a replacement made, a new player drafted in, and he's getting his first action in the thick of the action here at Dakar Arena. It's 15 plays 20. More substitutions as Traore comes up, and Suleiman Berthe in for Coach Jibril. Big possession. Berke. Travel. Four comes. Some light pressure on him and unforced error.
Well, he's just warming up to the second quarter action. Belt.
Only the fourth turnover for Stade Malien. Rebound picked up, and there's a handle. They forced eight turnovers so far from the Kwara Falcons. 8:31 it is.
Well, that Victor Mohamed rebound is the first offensive rebound for the Kwara Falcons in this game so far, giving them a second chance at scoring and making it count.
Mordi. His floater is no good. Diarra cleans up. Ninth rebound. Berthe. Bridgeford looking to go high low. It's tapped away. Monyong, right place, right time. Eze's pass picked off by Suleiman Berthe. Suleiman Berthe! Don't forget the name.
Precise up there in the air, just building on what Aliou Diarra has been able to do from the start of this game. Look at Berthe having fun on the night and making sure you don't forget his name, Q.
Trying to build on that 34-point performance, Suleiman Berthe, and he gets into his stride for the one-hand shot. Thiam, first shot from long range is wide, and the last touch comes off. Thiam will try to keep it alive.
Look at that powerful finish there from Berthe. He loves to, you know, elevate himself, get into the space, and boom, you have your dunk.
Boom indeed. Amayo turns and his jump shot comes off long. Strong rebound by Victor Mohamed. Mordi. Monyong. Back to Mordi. Pressured in his baseline drive, extra pass. Lots of touches on this possession for everyone in the ball. Rattles out. Bridgeford cleans up.
That's too easy for Bridgeford on the rebound.
Berthe. Bridgeford. Beautiful pass to Amayo. Cuts baseline. He gets two more to the total.
Very good eyes there from Bridgeford. First with the rebound and then with the assist. Just making sure that they're consistent, the Malian champions. They've opened up a 9-point lead in this second quarter.
15-24. Elbow jumper rattles off. Berthe cleans up the rebound. Back in possession. Keita. Bridgeford will go at three defenders. Bridgeford to the right-hand hook is cleaned up. Amayo blocked. Ran into some trouble. That's a good defensive possession for the Kwara Falcons. on the band. The house has certainly brought the noise, but the court has been frenetic and the action has been great. Timeout called. It's time to take a break. 15 to Paro Falcons, 24 to Stade Malien.
Voice of America special coverage of the Men's Basketball Africa League. Right now at the Dakar Arena, Stade Malien leads Kwara Falcons 24-15. I'm joined by Mukbil Yabaro. Mukbil, your thoughts on the action at the Dakar Arena?
Seems like Stade Malien is trying to run away with this game in the second quarter. Up 9. They are all over them, swarming them on defense, making it very easy on their offensive possessions. Kwara seems they're like very frazzled on the offensive end. It's very challenging for them. They have to find a way to beat the press, get some kind of offensive continuity, because it's not looking good for them.
Right now, Aliou Diarra still playing very well for Stade Malien. He has 16 points. We just saw a dunk by Bert. He was their high scorer in the last game. Those were his first points, and I got a feeling he might start to put some points up, Mukbil.
I definitely feel that as well. If Kwara start playing Diarra as tough as they have in the second quarter, watch Bert coming off of that 34-point performance game one. He definitely has the offensive arsenal. But interesting enough, Stade Malien has been able to put up these numbers and have not scored a single three-pointer in this game. That, to me, is unbelievable.
Now, what do the Falcons have to do, Mukbil, to get back in this and break that swarming defense of Stade Malien?
Maybe get that three ball rolling, you know, because it seems like they're trying to go into the paint, and Stade Malien is blocking every and anything in the paint. It's very challenging for them. Have them swing the ball around on the outside, maybe get some three-point looks, possibly get them back in there, and then get some continuity. They need some ball movement a little bit, but definitely not out of it. Still second quarter, still a lot of game to be played. Make some adjustments. Hopefully coach will make some adjustments before half and see that this game doesn't get too far out. But let's get back to the arena. The game is back on.
There, we really need to tidy that up so that we actually get those points on it each phase of attack.
That really is a emphasis point. Keita, who's back in, fires a three. Frank Iron on the rim, and it is Kwara Falcons who have to find value in possession here. Morty fires the three, gets the three. Second connection from downtown.
Morty, one of the very important players for the Kwara Falcons, brings so much experience into the BAL, and you can see that in his role on the court.
Eze got a hand on as Wilkins is trying to work the post and was able to secure the possession on that one. And really good defense, but still a quick come in from the top of the key, wrestle away that possession. Mordic, Monyong, tapped away. Another turnover. Berthe from way downtown. He gets back iron, skying so high on that rebound was Tiam.
Well, every time there's someone on Aliou Diarra, they're worried. They know what he's capable of. So if it's double-teaming him, triple-teaming him, just do anything to stop the man.
At this point, you need a lot. And you see the hold come in. And that was what was called on the guard. They just don't want him competing underneath that rim. Morty making sure he doesn't get up off the ground.
And Morty is one of the best defensive players for the Kwara Falcons. But on that one, he's been phoned out by the referees.
If he picks up another rebound, it'll be his 10th. He'll have a double-double in the first half.
Incredible.
Aliou Diarra, the go-to for Stade Malien. Keita tries to get the pass inside. It's well read by Eze, so kick ball violation. Will still be Stade Malien basketball. 14 seconds on that shot clock. the ball movement. Keita trying to drive in, and there's the unforced error in possession for the Malian champions, and the ball is turned over. Crucial time here. It's a very, very small margin with a two possession game. Both teams need to be very, very sure with ball in hand. Ball gets touched out, another turnover, and that is going to be a definite point of emphasis. It's the 10th turnover by the Qatar Falcons in this.
Well, it's been a very slow second quarter so far. The Qatar Falcons have only managed 3 points. And on the other hand, Stade Malien have just managed to score 6 points. And yep, 6 minutes played, that's not good enough.
Diarra. Fantastic again, just using his body into the chest of the defender to get another two. He's up to 18. Mordi gonna look to reply. Yemek is calling for it, but it goes to the outside. The shot, Wilson connects from downtown, and they have had some good shooting from that 3-point line at the Qatar Falcons.
Wilson Jr. just doing the job there to give the Qatar Falcons an opportunity to stay in this game.
Thiam goes to his left, and that's the opening score for Thiam, who's come into this one, the NBA Elevate player. You get a little idea of his skill set. He's so great going downhill for Thiam.
Well, looking at that replay there, very fancy from Thiam. Enjoying himself so far. And that finish from Wilson Jr. from behind the arc as Thiam goes to the free throw line.
17-year-old local player, seventh from Senegal. He's listed at 6'3", but he looks a little bit bigger, and that doesn't count from the 3-point game it is, actually, from Magisha. It's been very, very high intensity, high energy.
Yes, it's been very high energy, but that's what we expect from teams from the West African region. Always powerful, playing very aggressively, good defense.
Diarra drops off, and it's a beautiful pass. This time, the other side of the connection, the Diarra Berthe connection continues. And playing provider on this one was Ali Diarra. There is Falcons back to the other side. Thiam, catch, shoot, and hit.
Thiam is starting to get involved in this one. With that foul and basket earlier, then the 3-pointer, 5 points already for the BAL Elevate player. Just incredible what he's been able to add to this Qatar Falcons side.
Back and forth, we continue to go foul call. Second team foul, and Mordi's going to have to go off. It's the third foul on Mordi, so he's going to take a walk and have a little bit of a break. The coaching staff will have to figure out when they want to bring him back in. Force change for Coach Jibril. 2-point game, Falcons fighting back. Verde caught in between the trees, and there's some contact. Excellent drive in, defense closes, and then he draws the foul.
It's just that relentlessness from that man, Belt, who's been at the heart of Stade Malien's offense, just driving into the paint and giving them an option on the scoring board.
Well, with 3:07 left, there's a timeout called on the floor. Qatar Falcons 26, Stade Malien 28, one possession game. And we have to talk a bit about the way that they've distributed the scoring. I mean, Aliou Diarra at 18 points has done a pretty good job now. The other scorers have got to come back into it. In the road to the Basketball Africa League, Solomon Berthe was their leading scorer of 14 points a game, but they spread the scoring throughout. And you think that once the adjustments are made, you'll start to see other role players come into it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that man who's in charge of Stade Malien has a lot of experience, the coach, having played for the team himself over the years, played at five FIBA AfroBasket tournaments as far back as the 90s. So he comes with so much experience that he's bringing to the BAL. And also, but let's look at Chem.
Making his debut here in for Angel Kadimu Mbube, and he's already added value. That wonderful and one finish, and then you see the versatility in his game, a catch and shoot, and five quick points for Tia. One of two from the 3-point line, two of three on the field goal, and that is probably as good a statement as you can make in why these Elevate players are former part of this Basketball Africa.
That's right, Q. When you talk about the BAL Elevate players just getting an opportunity to play high level basketball in their teenage years, they're able to tour Angola, play against Petro de Luanda, finalists of last year, and that experience should come in handy here in the tournament.
Drive in, go. There's a follow by Wilson, close range, can't get it. It's kept alive by Nyemek. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Tiam into Nyemek. Drives right at the big body of Jack Wilkins, and Wilkins is forced into a foul.
Well, both teams have had a better foul situation this time, but for Wilkins, his arms are literally out there, and that's why that foul was called.
It's a 26-29 game. Nyemek at the free throw line. What's been amazing is that Stan Malian have not hit a three in this one yet. Everything that they've gotten inside of, they've gotten from the free throw line, and they've still managed to hold on to this lead.
Talking about the 3-point line, Nyemek, a man who was added to the Kwara Falcons team in Abidjan in that friendly tournament, has been able to deliver so far for them and give them options on both sides of the court.
Well, spills out. It's a little light moment between Amoyo and Yamek, and we keep it moving. Coach Shibril now going to make another change as Ruben Chinyelo will come in for John Wilkins. 2:35 left in this one.
Coach Kaba very frustrated in that last timeout there, Q. Really saying, guys, you know how to win this game. You've already showed us how you can score inside to the guys that we know who can score already. Diarra, Bate.
And the stats speak to that. Thank you, Mr. Robbie Knock. Oriaki drops off into the path of Wilson. He's well challenged. Yellow got it up in the air, but came down with the basketball and fell out of bounds. Aliyu Diarra has got 10 rebounds. That double-double coming to the fore, Ashoko Magisha.
Yes, it's been incredible for the Malian champions. And of course, it just gives them another face, because in the first game, Stade Malien against U.S. Monastir, all the cameras, all the eyes were on Bert. But today, it's Aliyu Diarra. What more can he deliver in the second half of this game? But also for the Kwara Falcons, they need to find a solution to stop him.
Well, they have a 1-2 punch and a connection to Solomon. Well, Aliyu Diarra and Soliman Berte, they really do look for each other up and down the floor. And they've been the sole driver of this offense. We've inbound now, Kwara Falcons. Kolawole, he keeps alive. Around the screen, Kolawole goes left hand and trickles in. Two more to the total, ties it up at 29. Important possession. Keita looking for options. He hands off to Berte. Around the Diarra screen is wide open. Fires the three, and finally they get one. First one from 3-point range.
Barrett was in acres of space there and had so much time to think about that 3-pointer. And finally they have their first of the game.
Tia. Baseline, he hits, falling away, soft touch baseline, and you see how much it means to Akpejori and the Falcons.
A great reaction there from Champ.
Amoy. Beautiful pass and he finds the cut. And that's a lovely play. They are attacking and assaulting the rim with a lot of success. Three-point game.
Well, you're asking for another player to step up apart from Aliou Diarra, and Barrett is doing that so far with 10 points.
And into double digits he goes. Kolawole into the final 50 seconds. Kolawole pulls up on the three. Long rebound. Uncontrolled. They keep alive. Second chance opportunity. There's Wilson hanging. It's cleared out. Great block by Diarra. Back. They're looking for the cutting. Chinyelu can't get a hand on, but Diarra doesn't get up. A little bit frustrated. He has had one of the best first half he's ever seen. That's another pass there from Amoyo.
It's a great combination there between the two players, and Barrett scoring his 10th point in the game.
34.6 seconds. Chance for 2-for-1. They can go quickly and get the possession back. Amoyo! Amoyo hits that one.
A nice, sweet jumper from the free throw line from Amoyo.
6 points. Adekoya calls for it to be settled. There's shot clock turned off. Adekoya, no points here. Adekoya tries to drop off. Berthe has 1 second. Berthe can't get it off in time. And that basket.
It is cost to cost.
Not
for Berthe.
He wants it to count, but I'm pretty sure we'll have to see the replay. But visually, did not look like he managed to get it off in time. The red light goes on, the dunk comes in, and we can safely say, Asher Komugisha, that that one will probably not be added to this, to the tally. The referees, though, will go through their procedure. They can call on the replay now at the end of this period. One of the new triggers for a replay review, and they will just have a quick look and confirm what we think. But I think that one not too close, and it really is not going to be a difficult call for the on-court referees.
Yes, we wait for the crew chief, Binyam Maru, comes with so much experience from the NBA G League alongside Dorothy Okach from Botswana, originally from Uganda, as they lead us.
No basket.
Oh, there it is.
Very clear. So that's the half, and at the half, it's... Well, after all of that really frenetic action and the wonderful replay finish, it is finally halftime here at Dakar Arena. And it is the two debutants who have been locked in a titanic struggle. We've been treated to some really fantastic basketball. Suleiman Berthe on the drive and the finish. And on the other end, it was Kolawole. But here, it's halftime at Dakar Arena. Quarter Falcons.
Be sure to stick around for our second matchup of the day, featuring Abidjan Basket Club versus Red.
This is a special VOA coverage of the Basketball Africa League. I am Mukbil Yabaro with Sonny Young, soon to be joined by Jackson Mugani as well for halftime. And we have had a spectacular match with the Kawara Falcons, 31 points, and the Stade Malien Malies with 36. They are up by 5.
Now, granted, Mukbil, I've seen only a couple games so far. We're early in the tournament, but this has been the most entertaining contest that I've seen so far. Stade Malien, the athleticism on display at the Dakar Arena has been so impressive, and I think we have to begin with their big man, Diarra, at center. What's that? What has he tallied so far, Mukbil? This has been one of the best first halves that I've witnessed by a player so far in the BAL.
Yeah, Aliou Diarra has 18 points and 10 rebounds. Double-double machine, but it's not only about the offensive production. The young man is giving us block after block. Jackson, talk to me about this game, man.
I agree with Sonny. This is actually one of the most exciting games we've watched so far. Looking at them in the first like 10 minutes, you would think they're like in the fourth quarter, and you know there's so much hunger, especially in the with the Malian players. Gotta give it up for 22-year-old Sulaiman Berthe. He's been great on offense, creating opportunities for his fellow players. This is a team sport, really. You can shine as a player, as a singular player, but if you're not able to get your team to actually play with you, then you're not really helping the team. And I also have to mention that I found out that Sulaiman Berthe comes from a basketball family.
Okay.
Yeah, he has twin sisters that both young. Twin sisters that both play for the Malian national team.
Yep. Okay, that's a basketball family.
Yes, and also he made 30 points. I think he is so far second to Stoglin in terms of the points that have been made in a game. He's made a game high of 30 points in the last game, I believe.
Yes, 34
against Monastir. 34 points.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, so now, he is somebody to watch.
Now, another player to watch, Mukbil, for the Falcons. Very impressive. I think he came out in the second quarter. 17-year-old left-hander. Talk to us, Mukbil, about this young man.
Honestly speaking, Sonny, this young man from the BAL Elevate, Modu Fall TM, lefty man. First off, I did not even know how young this young man was. 17
either.
Years old, but he's playing with the big boys.
Lots of poise out there.
His first bucket was going to the right hand side as he's falling. Left handed switch.
Yes, baby.
Listen, this league
is about kids like this.
Yes,
I agree.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
It's about these kids showing talent, showing progress, growing with the league. I want to see this kid like five years from now, with this spectacular plays he's making at such a young age. Honestly, I think Elevate is doing a great job so far.
I agree, Jackson. And I got to believe the Falcons will start him in the second half, Mukbil.
I think he added that extra layer that they needed, right? When I said the lead was at about 9 points for the Stade Malien squad, they hadn't, Quara Falcons hadn't shot relatively well. I said they needed to shoot the three ball. Now they are 4 for 8, 50% from three.
They listen to you.
Come on, my guy. Come on, man. So someone is doing what they need to do.
Absolutely.
Making sure, you see, but that's the thing about basketball, right? Making sure that you have the adjustments and fixing as you go.
Exactly.
As we
coaching is key.
So important,
yes.
Man. So important. But definitely, as we can see, you know, that's the thing. Basketball is a game of runs. We're seeing that, you know, Stade Malien goes on a run, then they get stopped, back and forth, Quara Falcons. But definitely, this young man, TM, definitely has to do with the turnaround of
Quara
Falcons.
He turned around that momentum.
Yeah. Energy.
I'm surprised that they came this close, actually, to because I thought it was going to be a blowout for Stade Malien.
I did too, at one point.
Yeah, at one point.
The three-pointer is an equalizer.
It was,
Jackson.
Exactly. It was kind of, in a way, it was a game changer.
Right.
Also, some of these big plays change the moment, not only the momentum of the game, but also the psyche of the players, psychology of the players. Saying, you know, we're still in this, we're still able to do it. And if you have a coach who can read what is happening and being able to make, you know, adjustments whenever needed.
I feel like the Quara Falcons coach, at the right time, calls timeouts before Stade Malien really ran away with this game.
Yes.
And then when they came back, momentum had shifted.
That was a good timeout.
You know, so I think, we definitely cannot downplay the importance of coaching. And the presence of the players also on the court, knowing, you know, the floor generals, making sure that, you know, Quara Falcons at the very beginning was struggling with that press.
Mm.
What did they start doing? They started moving the ball around fast, getting into the positions where they know, listen, we're not going to out-dribble a press. Let's swing the ball, move it around, and they got my
man TM
on the stretch as a stretch player on the wing, really getting
very effective.
Amazing.
Now, taking a look at the stats, Mukbil, the two big men for Stade Malien, Diarra and Bert, They've combined for 28 points. Do you see them maybe cooling off in the second half? Will the Falcons make adjustments?
I think I don't know how Diarro has a better first half than what he had. 18 points, 10 rebounds.
Yeah, is
an amazing game, let alone a first half. Mm. So for him to come back out to be able to still do things, I think the Kawara Falcons, their ideology in the second half needs to be, let anyone but him beat us. So if Berthe is going to go off, as we know he might be able to, you much would rather have him go off, because when he goes off, it doesn't really... It's kind of like he's almost like a standalone player. You know, with guards, sometimes they can get the bucket, but it doesn't really get everyone else involved. With the big man, he's getting touches.
Right.
He's getting everyone involved. Not only... And then once you double him in the paint, he's still dishing out.
Yes.
So he's doing a lot, man. You know, you would much rather have anyone else, but him at this point. So
absolutely.
I think they're going to really put pressure on him.
It changes the dynamic of the game. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Bert, 10 points in the first half. He had 34 in the opening game. So I could see him opening up a little bit in the second half.
I think he finishes with over 20.
I agree.
Because, he's also another player, though, that opens the game up. I like the fact that he's a very fluid player. You know, a lot of players, that score high volume points, sometimes they force a lot of uncontested shots. We talk about my man Stoglin sometimes.
Yes. Some of those things, you don't have to be making this. Ill-advised pass the ball.
Shots. Yeah, just get everyone involved. I don't have a problem with high volume if the shot looks good.
Right.
But sometimes you can just see some players that just go in and just want to just
chuck
the ball.
You're not playing a one-on-one. You have four other guys on the team.
And
distribute the ball.
What it does too, though, it kind of also bothers with the team chemistry. If I'm just playing, running up and down, am I running cross-country or what? I'm playing basketball. Can I get a touch?
I like Muckville's description. Ill-advised.
Man.
That's an ill-advised shot.
Man. Some of these players, man. It's crazy.
But so far, again, I think this game has been so far the best game we've watched.
I would agree.
I didn't watch them when they played Monastir, but... based on the weekend plays, the weekend games that we watch, Sunny, you and I, this is so far a really good game.
Yeah, no, and the thing is also, I feel like the game is just relatively close from every angle, right? 36 to 31 in points, so 5-point differential. Field goal percentage, 41% for Stade Malien with 37% field goal percentage for Kawara Falcons. Assist-wise, you have 12 assists for Stade Malien to 7 assists. And then steals is about 6-4 for the Malien side. Three-pointers is really what has changed the game for the Kawara Falcons. They've scored 4 for 8, so they're 50%. And Stade Malien is only 1 for 8. Their first and only three-pointer that they scored was Berthe with the wide-open look.
Right. But listen, as a coach, I'll be comfortable with my guys driving in if there's a low percentage three-pointers on the other side.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But also, it's not that, the thing about it is those 8 shots that they took, it wasn't forced. It worked within their offense. Mm. So look to see a couple of those go down, and that could potentially spread the
Right, and also change the game around. Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Because if you start guarding these guys up that high, you're going to start seeing, they're very athletic, very long and tall. They'll just start blowing by you. But how about that alley-oop off the block, though?
That might have been my favorite play of the game so far.
I don't think I've
seen
that.
Was it intended? It wasn't intentional.
It definitely was not intentional. His teammate got blocked off the board.
Right.
He caught it. Oop.
Boom.
Aliou Diarra.
Yes, Aliou Diarra. 14 points for the last game. This game so far, he has 18 points.
Man.
50% field goal percentage. That's really good. Oh, that was for the last game. For this game, it's 70%.
Man.
That man.
And we mentioned the ball elevate young man, Thiem.
Yep.
He is leading the Falcons in scoring right now. In only 9 minutes on the court, he had 7 points. 2 for 3 from the field. And, I'd like to see him get more minutes in the second half, Muckville. I think they got to play him more.
I think they will. They're starting to see that, a lot of the looks that he's getting is, like we said, very effortless, He's really doing an amazing job at creating space for the Falcons that they really require and they need, You also have Jeremy Morty with 6 points. Anthony Wilson Jr. also with another 6 points. On the other end, Diarra with the 18 points, Soleimani Berthe with 10, and Calvin Amayu with 4 points.
In the paint, that's where the big men from Mali have really made a difference. Right now, Stade Malien with 22 points in the paint.
How about this huge stat? 5 blocks to 0.
Wow.
For the Malians.
Okay.
They are cleaning up house in the paint.
Now, how many does Diarra have? I think he's got at least 3, right?
I think Diarra might have 3. Diarra has...
I mean, that's a total right there. That's good for... Definitely for a whole game, but 5 blocks?
Yeah, Diarra has 5.
Wow.
Diarra has 5. And sometimes you look at what he does, too. Like, his blocks are coming from, you know, second help opportunity. He's helping out a teammate over here. He comes back to help, and he's just cleaning everything out.
And a block shot, Mukbil, in many ways, that's a momentum shifter.
It is.
I mean, if your team controls the ball after the block, you were talking to me about Bill Russell going to Somalia. Russell used to block shots to a teammate or keep it in bounds so his team controls the ball.
Right.
And I think that's a huge, really, weapon right there.
Right, but you also got to understand, if you constantly are getting blocked, right, in the paint, it makes you second guess. So
yes.
The offensive player is going to be more hesitant in coming to the paint. It'll make them want to shoot shots further out. They might be a better driving player, but because the arrows just has the paint on lock, you start getting scared. You start taking these ill-advised shots we were talking about earlier. So it's going to be a very challenging bit for them. But, you know, look to see Thiem really, really come in and, you know, use his length to be able to get the Kwara Falcons within striking distance. They are within striking distance.
5 points?
Yeah, 5 points is, in basketball, 5 points is nothing. So we'll see, you know, third quarter really could change everything. If somebody takes a big enough lead, they might take it away.
Right now you're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Stade Malien leads the Kwara Falcons 36-31. We're at halftime. The VOA is broadcasting these BAL games in 5 languages. Count them, 5. English, French, Bambara, Portuguese, and Eddie Rowema's Kenya Rwanda. Yes, I know Eddie. I would love to hear Eddie call a fast break in Kenya Rwanda.
Man, we might have to have Jax too, man. We might have to have Jax cover it as well in Kenya Rwanda. So definitely exciting, exciting game. I definitely will be excited to see who comes out in the third quarter.
It's a big game for both teams.
Yeah,
the Falcons need a victory, I think, to really keep advancing in this conference.
Yeah, I think the Malian side, they both need it as well. You know, both teams right now in the conference are 5th and 6th place because of that goal differential now that they have for the tables, even though 3 teams have lost, depending on how much you lose by, you know, that's basically where you're ranked. So both teams are 5th and 6th at the bottom. Only ways to go up for both teams. Third quarter is back on, so we will be back with more.
Stay tuned.
Second half ahead of us, and it is Stade Malien basketball. Keita drives in, gets by the defense, will count the bucket and 1.
That is a great reaction there from Makan Keita, who's the captain of this team. Aggressive through the best line, just to make sure it delivers those 2 points. And it could be a 3-point lay.
First foul on the Kwara Falcons, and he gets the conversion. Wilson. Thiem looking for it. It's Eze Kolawole and Manyong get the start for Coach Jibril. And on the other side, it's the two Keitas, Diarra, Berthe, and John Wilkins will take up the center position. Drop in. We can certainly expect a physicality increase here in the second half. And I know Robbie Knock is going to say, Robbie, it's the start of the third quarter. There is some insight that you picked up from the sideline.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Q. Thank you. The third quarter. It's all about the third quarter. You talked to Coach Gibrilli. He was saying, where's this game going to be won? The third quarter. Because they won the second and the fourth quarters against Reg, but they still lost. The third quarter is going to be pivotal in how they perform tonight and to try and get that first win.
Well, especially given the fact that they are trailing by 8 points now, this third quarter will be absolutely pivotal. With that baseline drive by Wilson, well contested, but the foul comes in, and Wilkins will pick up the foul. Wilkins hasn't had a good time with it. It's his fourth foul, and yet to get on the score sheet for Stadmania.
He's been unable to control the movement of his hands, because when you look at the fouls he's picked up, it's just been, you know, not responsible enough, really, because sometimes when you foul, it has to be in a proper position where it's not going to hurt your team. But so far, with four personal fouls very early in the third quarter, it could hurt Stade Malien.
Ruben Chinyelo comes in on the replacement. Keita, again he drives, cleaned out. The ball is kept alive by Diarra. Diarra will turn, shoot and hit, and 20 points it is. Picking up where he left off.
There was a look in Diarra's face that looked like, okay, yes, you've given me a little bit of space and I'll you know, finish up very well there. And he did it. He finished.
Long range shot, connection. Wilson, he's feeling it from downtown. Bringing it back within five. Keita. Back and forth, he goes well defended. Definite increase on intensity. Chinyelo calls for it. He has isolation. Goes to the right hand hook and scores.
Here we just saw the Wilson Jr., the first player in the Choir Falcons to swoop in and get double figures tonight.
11 points for Wilson Jr. And Coach Gibril looks on. He can't be too happy with the isolation that you saw from Chinyelo. And I think that's been the call.
Yeah, just looking at that replay there, Chinyelo, eyes on the board, and was able to deliver. One of the players from the NBA Africa Academy, part of this season three of the BAL.
Touch with Chinyelo. Keita. Keita will fire the three at the front irons. It's tapped and controlled by the Falcons. Kolawole. Eze. Bonyok right at that Diarra matchup and is able to draw the foul. They're going to probably a better strategy. Try to isolate Diarra and see if they can get matchups and draw him into some foul trouble.
It's the least they can do. One of the strategies that they'll have to employ to stop that man that has really had them putting up a double-double in the first half of this game. And looking at the Senegalese fans who always bring color and excitement to the Dakar Arena. Beautiful to see.
Well, Bonyong at the free throw line. 25-year-old out of the U.S. He was pretty impressive in his college career. Bonyong misses in the second. It's picked up and controlled by Keita. The other Keita, Mamadou, as he hits on the baseline. Controlled shot, nice offensive possession. Lead back up to eight. Pressure now on the Falcons. Wilson hands off to Kolawole. Chinyelo maybe overmatched. Beautiful move. The shot from the elbows doesn't go, kept alive. Diop got finishes. He picks up the contact call though.
That's a good game reading there from Chap.
Well, that's just hustling and scrambling for the basketball. Lots of desire. Wilson keeps alive. Chap able to draw the contact on the much shorter Makan Keita. Tiao will be relishing the opportunity to be a part of this Basketball Africa League. And he got a little taste of it when the NBA Academy Africa competed in the Division East of the Basketball Africa League qualifiers, but this is the big stage, this is the big show, and he's up to 9 points. Bakan, Keita. The other Keita was going to try a three. Comes off. Chinyelo! Right there on the rebound.
He was in the right place at the right time. Chinyelo coming up against his fellow countrymen.
Wow, he was placed well. There's more battle for the boards between the two teams. There's very little to choose underneath the glass. It's a battle royal every time a shot goes up. 8-point game. 7:02 is left in this third quarter. The importance of this third quarter mentioned by Coach Gibril in his pre-game interview, and they've got to keep it within 5-1 feels. Chinyelo on the other side, making it look really easy.
Yeah, he comes with experience from last season, having played for Ferroviaro, the Mozambican champions, and it's coming in handy tonight for Stade Malien.
Ahead, they're up the court in a flash, and he scores another easy transition bucket. 10-point lead. Stade Malien, Kolawole. Eze, who's back, and he drops off to Wilson. Well contested. Access denied. They keep possession alive. Eze. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Eze goes to the floater. Back iron. Monyong in between the trees, and he draws the contact. Vital possession. Important that Monyong either get the score or go to the free throw line.
Looking at Chinyelo getting that incredible block there. Like you said, access denied Q in that paint. And where you don't have Wilkins, you have Chinyelo defending the boards for Stade Malien.
Well, there's a lot of pressure when feels a little bit on Chinyelo now that Wilkins in foul trouble. They've got to stay on the floor, and they've got to give them a little bit of production.
That's why he's getting all the guidance from Mamadou Keita, who's one of the experienced players on the Stade Malien team. He's played for the national team.
It's a fifth team foul as well for Stade Malien.
Fifth team foul. And now in the penalty, with so much time left in this one. The ball is picked off by Eze. Plays the passing lane.
There's a bit careless from Mamadou Keita.
Ezek by the drop of pass comes off a Stade Malien defender, so Farah Falcons will keep the basketball. Back and forth, this affair continues to go. 14 Farah Falcons turnovers to the 9 of Stade Malien. 9-point the difference between the two teams. Wilson tries to step in to look for the contact. Berthe is there to clean up. Chance here. Downhill. Berthe. Right hand layup is good.
Great energy there from Berthe to complete an easy layup and just ensure that Stade Malien still have that lead.
14 points. Solomon Berthe fighting for it on the inside. Comes all good. Diarra couldn't control, but back there was Monyong. It is such a tussle every time he comes up. And just look at the speed of Suleiman Berk.
Yeah, the transition there from Berk, just adding to his overall quality that has been on display in today's game.
Falcons on the baseline. Monyong, Kolawole, round the screen. Diarra in front of him. 3-point shot is nothing but net. And Adekoya, he knows how to lock in from downtown. Much needed score. And just out of control on that possession was Konate, who's come in. The contact was called just before the ball was thrown away. Still 8 points in it with 5:14 left. The Stade Malien offense in transition has been quite difficult to stop.
Well, just talking about the head coach of Stade Malien, who's had a great relationship with the assistant coach. They've known each other from when they were playing in 1987, played at four FIBA AfroBasket titles. Just bringing that experience here to the BAL.
All the experience count. There's a finish as Bridgeford picking up the block and the loose ball, pick up another 2 points. Only 4 points for Bridgeford, but the lead back up to 10. They just can't seem to make inroads into this 10-point lead, can the Para Falcons. Monyor. Round the screen they come. Monyor. The runner. Frandayan Kolawole. Rebound, control, second chance opportunity. Adekoya. Drive and the travel is called.
Yeah, there's a lot of work that was done there. Adekoya will be very disappointed with that call, but it is what it is.
43-53, time for a break. We'll be back on the other side of this.
Voice of America special coverage of the Basketball Africa League. I'm Sonny Young with Mukbil Yabaro. Right now, we got about 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Stade Malien leads Quara Falcons 53-43. Mukbil, your thoughts?
Yeah, Stade Malien is really keeping pace, just continually keep adding to the lead that they had going into the third quarter. The Quara Falcons are, you know, trying different things, getting very active in the paint. Unfortunately for them, they're just running into these really long and tall players from the Stade Malien side that are, you know, really playing really good defense, very disciplined defense, and not going for every block shot, keeping their hands straight up. So fouls are not necessarily being called for the Quara Falcons, but I like their aggressive approach and continually keep trying to push it down. Still a lot of time left in the third quarter. A lot of time left in the fourth quarter, so there's a lot of game left to, you know, to be played. We'll see if the three ball maybe equalizes or breaks this lead for the Quara Falcons, as they have been shooting at a better clip.
And I think that three ball is going to be needed, Mukbil, for the Falcons to get back in this game. Let's go back to the Dakar Arena.
Out of the timeout. Chinyelo. Konate. High pressure on the Konate will fire from top of the key. Falls into the hands of Chinyelo, who finesses it in. Nice soft touch.
Chinyelo was in the right place at the right time. As we see Aliou Diarra on the bench, looks like he got a hit on the mouth, getting some treatment.
Yeah, he just got he's got a bit of a cut lip, that's all. It's nothing too serious. Vaseline gone on, ready to go.
He'll be right back. They need him on the floor. Calling for it is Amayo as Berthe speeds up the floor. Pass to Konate. Trouble, rather, as he runs into the defense of the Quara Falcons. But it is Berthe's basketball. 9 seconds left on the shot clock. And then the foul is called. And is charged and illegal screen, and so it's going to be Quara Falcons basketball.
Quara Falcons usually start very well after breaks with good defense, and this is just one of those moments, and they'll be hoping to make it count. As we see Coach Kaba trying to explain to the players on the bench.
Fiery character. And different coaches have got different styles. Coach Kabakar, they're happy to reinforce some of his principles, and remembering that this is a very young Stade Malien team. They have five players that are around the age of 21, and then they've added some experience as well. But in and around that age, they are young, and they are performing at a high level. And so the discipline and the reinforcement is slightly different. There's still a discussion happening.
They're just getting the shot clock, and the timing sorted.
I guess, Q, it comes from being a former player. When you've played and you're coaching, you sort of, you know, want the players to do exactly as you've said, you know, but sometimes the reality is different on the court. But it doesn't stop him from, of course, guiding them and looking at that man, Boubacar, who has been a great inspiration to the head coach. In fact, the head coach named his son after Boubacar.
That's quite the inspiration.
Yes, that is quite the inspiration. They've known each other for 36 years, and that brotherhood is being shown here at the BAL.
Just wanted to get the shot for the time down to 3:20 rather than 3:23.
Thank you very much, Robbie, and we have got it right back into it. Come the Falcons. Beautiful drive and finish. Adekoya showing that he can get it done on the inside as well.
Yeah, Adekoya, that was a very fearless finish on the board.
Ginyelu in and out on the runner. Para Falcons control. 10-point game. Karib throws away wildly a chance here in the open floor. Konate stops it down with one hand. Defense to offense for Konate, and it was a, I don't think you'll get two easier points than that in the BAL.
That's a great finish from Konate, cheered on by Aliou Diarra on the bench.
Monyo. Pass picked off again. And there's a very physical challenge right here as Karim will pick up the foul on the turnover. Third Quara Falcons foul. Will be the first one on Karim.
And looking at the replay there, Amayo trying to protect the ball. It was taken out in their first game against US Monastir after colliding with Layani. He's trying to avoid any match contact in this second game.
And it really is good to see him back on the floor. The change is starting to come thick and fast now as Chinelo and Verde head to the bench. Back in comes Pare for another stint alongside Richford. Konate. The referee's paying close attention on the screens, and the hold again is called against Adekoya. That'll be the fourth team foul on the Quara Falcons. And not a pleased man right now, Coach Jubal, after that call.
And looking at the replay, you can see the contact on the screen.
A little bit of a hold. The referees are right there to make the call. Pass comes back. Alpare will try. Long-range shooting has not been great, but everything else has. Bridgeford finishes on the second chance as the tap back comes his way. Two easy points.
Yeah, Bridgeford just finding himself in the right place under the basket, picking up the rebound, finishing off. Easy 2 points.
Monyong gets by the defense. Currently wanted the end one finish with the left hand. Knows the layup, but he'll go to the free throw line. The lead now, the largest has been at 14 points. It's in danger of getting away from the Falcons. They've got to continue to figure out ways to get stops, especially in these last 98 seconds.
Absolutely. Looking at those two brothers, Kaba obviously and Boubacar, who are legends of the game in Malian basketball, coming from great basketballing families that have been part of the national team setup for a very long time as both player and coach. You can see that on display here in Dakar.
3 points and six rebounds for Ruud Monyong. One of the players in this Basketball Africa League that has G League experience. Iowa Wolves is where he plied his trade, and here he is showcasing it on the biggest basketball stage on the continent. He misses on second. 49 plays 59. ball is tipped away. Falcons need a score on this one. Eze drives in, and it's an easy two. Nice work by Eze to read the defense. Just get into the seam for the easy layup. Back the other way they come. Statmania.
We're looking at how Statmania are lining up.
Whoa. The call comes in as Keita hits the three, and the push foul is called, so they should count the bucket. Action happened, and it's all about timing. If the action happened before or during the shot, then it will count, and it does, and then they will still get the additional shot because they are in the penalty.
Yeah, that was a bit careless from Magnon after what he did on the other side of the court. But Stade Malien will be happy with the decision from the referees.
It's a big moment in the game. It's giving a real significant lead to Stade Malien with just 1 minute left in the third quarter. And a chance for a four-point lead.
Well, Q, you know from your playing days as a national team player for South Africa that the third quarter is a very, very important quarter in a basketball game.
Never mind the third quarter being important. I was going to say, Ms. Komagisha, that it's a five-point play opportunity because the foul was called on the contact, not in the play. So because it's on the penalty, they get an additional two shots. Big, big moment.
Big moment in the game indeed. And how the Kwara Falcons react to this one will be very key. This replay, second time the two teams are playing in the last 2 weeks. They played in a friendly tournament in Abidjan in Cote d'Ivoire, with Stade Malien winning 84-69. But the Kwara Falcons, they still have a chance to turn this around. Still so much time to play.
Still so much time to play indeed. Well, both free throws go down for Pare. It's 47-64. Morty, Eze, 2 seconds on the shot clock, gotta go. Dallas finds the bank is open, deposits the two safely, and it was much needed.
That's such a great finish from Eze, showing his quality and what he brings to this Kwara Falcons team.
Barres try another shot from long range, comes off the same area. Falcons can hold for the final shot. Yeah. In rhythm, short to Bridford. We'll get it back. There is time for a shot. Fanate, you try a long range shot. Comes off the back iron and it won't go in on this one. And the drought from the perimeter does continue for Stade Malien, but it's been pretty much good going from every other area.
Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League. I'm Sonny Young, joined by Mukbil Yabaro in Studio 3. After three quarters of play at the Dakar Arena, Stade Malien leads Kwara Falcons by a score of 64-49. 15-point advantage. So the Falcons, they really have their work cut out for them, Mukbil, in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. As we know, third quarter usually dictates how the rest of the game will go. 15-point lead going into the fourth quarter for Stade Malien, and they're still playing very aggressive defense. They have gotten a bit lazy on offense, settling for the three ball that has not fallen for them since Berte hit one, I think, early on. But if they continue to keep playing this defense, I think that in and of itself will just lead them to this victory. Coming off of a 15-point deficit in the fourth quarter is going to be very challenging for the Kwara Falcons.
Yeah, great point about the defense, Mukbil. I mean, they were up by 12 or 13 points, and they were still out there swarming the Falcons with their athleticism and playing some very good defense. And I think, that's definitely been a factor. How about some stats for us, Mukbil?
Yeah, before we even jump into the stats, their main guys, Diarro and Berte, both were sitting down for a big portion of that third towards the end.
Great point.
Very well rested. You bring them back in at the top of the fourth if you really want to close it out. Still, Diarra has only scored one basket since big first half that he had. Berte got a couple in there, so he's at 14 points right now. So I could definitely see both of them well-rested back in there.
You called it.
starting the fourth quarter. It's going to – yeah, they are playing to win. So, yeah, let's get back to the game. I think fourth quarter is about to start. Back to Dakar.
That are making wonderful banging noises. Don't panic, guys. Let's pass the ball. Let's pass the ball when we get up. We got to move. Movement off the ball. Pass the ball. Let's distribute and let's find those buckets and get the points.
They're certainly going to have to continue to move the basketball down the stretch here. 49-64. They got to get a couple of stops to figure out how to slow down the stuck body on offense. It's been led by Aliyu Diarra's at the free throw line with his 20 points. Gone a little bit off the boil in the second half, but he did a lot of the hard yards early for them.
Yeah, that's right. That man, Aliyu Diarra, is back on court. Just missed that free throw, which is the fast that he's missed in the game. I guess he's just trying to warm up too.
He gets the second one. Keeps the lead at 16 points. It's Quara Falcons looking for ways back in this one. Keita Amayo, Diarra, Berte, and Chiniello on the floor to start out the fourth quarter. The drop-off doesn't go to hand. Akpejori can't hold. So it'll be another unforced error and another turnover. The Quara Falcons, the number's gone up to 18 in the turnover column.
Well, talking about the five that are on the floor for the Quara Falcons, the experience obviously of Eze Mordi, Akpejori, and Cham, who has now confirmed his presence in this game, and it's earned him a start in the last quarter.
It certainly has. There was big presence. Chiniello and Diarra inside, and we have a look at what's been happening statistically. 46% and all of that, the hard work on the interior, 16 assists, distributing the ball, emphasizing the point from Coach Gibril, and there's Diarra. Gets two more just on camera. 2 of 14 from downtown. Has been hard going from the three-point line. Diarra continues to pour in the points.
We're looking at that replay. Aliyu Diarra reading the situation very well with the easy fake and the finish.
Wilson on the other side. Tally. Picks up the three. And that's the shot that comes in from Wilson. Back and forth we go. Chiniello up over the defense. Nice arcing hook shot. To add two more to the total.
It must be down to those golden sneakers.
The shoes help nothing, Robbie Nock. And there's a two-pointer that comes in. Nice, easy finish. But they do look good nonetheless.
Well, I guess the script is very clear. Get yourself golden shoes.
There you go, Usher. You can follow on call, right? you probably got a whole wardrobe full of those guys. Come on.
Well, to be honest, I think you have a fair point.
We knew it.
Hard foul. Suleiman Berte. And the ball comes down just after the foul is committed. And maybe a little bit of extra selling because the referees will be so ready as we have another look at the three-point tally. The 7 of 12, much better shooting performance from the Quara Falcons. 6 steals and 12 assists on their 54 points.
Just talking about those 8 steals for Stade Malien. Amayo has been a crucial player for them on defense with 3 of the 8. Showing you how much they could have needed him in that game against U.S. Monastir in the second half when he was off injured.
As a shot comes off the rim again.
Now, I'm just saying an if Stade Malien do walk away with this with a victory, they don't have the bragging rights in every department. I can tell you that in Kwara State, the OU waterfalls in Oakajola are the highest in West Africa.
Wow, you certainly do know how to find all those elusive spots, Robbie Nock.
Incredible there from Robbie Nock. And obviously, the team from Kwara State, based in Ilorin, the capital of the state, just trying to get their presence felt here at the BAL.
Wilson, guided by Chinyelo, back to the action. We keep going. Lead still at 15. Eze. Shot comes off short and Chinyelo controls the rebound. Has had an impact. Chinyelo finishes coming down the floor in transition. It was the rebound on one end and then cuts down the center of the paint to get the finish.
That's a big finish from Chinyelo. Just showing you how much work he's been up to since the BAL season 2 last year when he played for Ferroviário, the Mozambican champions.
Turn in from Wilson, tapped in. Doesn't quite go as Mohamed couldn't force it in. Amayo looking to pass off this. Diarra goes glass. Rattles out. Controlled again. Picks up another rebound. Amayo. Right. Wide right on that one.
Yeah, you can see the reaction from the coach there, Kabakante.
Pass into space. And it's the drop off. The ability to avoid the defense waiting to try and draw the charge, and credit Chinyelo with the finish. He's up to 10 points.
Well, Chinyelo, if you see him, run away.
He's got a 7'6" wingspan, Ruben Chinyelo. Contact.
I think you just need to duck, don't you? You know, just go under rather than even face up. The only way. So you know what I mean?
Yes, I see what you mean, Robbie. We're looking at the body language of the Kwara Falcons. They're still in it, still fighting. I think they still have a lot of time on the clock to get something from this game. It's 6 minutes, 26 seconds to play.
Still plenty of time left in this one. Stade Malien have been pretty good executing and finding the mismatches when needed. There's Amayo. Drop of pass, Diarra, why not? In and out it goes. Rebound into the hands. Adekoya. Thiam. Beautiful pass. And that really was the shot, the creation by Thiam to find Mohamed in space and force the defense into the foul. Diarra, the guilty party. And you pick up his third personal foul.
That's 3 fouls for that man, Aliou Diarra. Q, you talked about this earlier on how the Kwara Falcons can try to stop him by taking the ball to him because they know that he'll put his hands up and perhaps try to force that foul. But looking at the fans, the Senegalese fans are always bringing color to the Dakar Arena. Just incredible vibe here in Senegal.
They've definitely added atmosphere and they've given the arena a vibe. The miss comes from Mohamed. Looked like he got last touch, and referees do correct the call. And here's Stade Malien basketball. Chris coming in now from the Falcons. Bagayoko. That's Makan. Keita. Berthe. Breaks down one defender, gets into space. Thiam struggles to stay in front. There's a contact call again, and Thiam just walks away. Third team foul on the Falcons. And look again at the good work by Berthe as he gets by the defense. Around the screen, Keita. Chinyelo calls for it. Berthe steps back on the three. Nothing but net. 26 points, or 17 points rather, Suleiman Berthe.
Incredible from Berthe. He's done such an incredible job. of doing that fill-up role while Aliou Diarra went a little bit cold from when he returned on the court in the fourth quarter. And that just shows you the depth that the team has in this game.
54-74 the score. Timeout. I'm back on the other side of this.
Voice of America coverage of the Basketball Africa League. I'm Sonny Young with Mukbil Yabaro. Stade Malien pulling away. They lead by 20 points, 74-54 over Kwara Falcons of Nigeria. Stade Malien showing its quality, Mukbil.
5 minutes and 27 seconds left in the fourth quarter. It's looking like, yeah, Stade Malien's got this game. We've seen the challenge for the Kwara Falcons in the second half, now in their second game, right? Their first game they played against REG, Rwanda Energy Group, and it was relatively close in the first half.
Same situation.
Same scenario. So there's something that needs to be done for this team as it pertains to the second half of games. They're giving it everything that they have in the first half, staying close, because they even made the lead was only 5 points in the first
half.
You know, and Stade Malien had gone on a couple of different, you know, runs where they went up 9, maybe 10 points in the first half. They were able to bring the lead down to 5 points, but now it's completely out of reach, in my opinion. 20 points with 5 minutes left. It would take a gigantic effort to get back in this one. Still possible, you know, still very possible. We've seen some things happen as of late in the NBA with big leads changing. But let's get back to Dakar, and we'll be back with more post-game.
Largest lead of the game for Stade Malien, 54 play 74. We have got our final 5:27 left in this one. And one of the debutants in the Sahara Conference in Basketball Africa League Season 3 will have picked up their first win.
Absolutely. We've already seen Coach Liz Mills' ABC Fighters from Cote d'Ivoire pick the first victory in the tournament. And tonight, there could be another debutant picking their first victory. Could it be Stade Malien or the Kwara Falcons?
And I know Robbie Nock was courtside, just trying to get a little bit of insight for this final five. Robbie, you have anything for us?
I think the insight is that sort of Ruben Chinyelo is getting lots of praise on the bench. It is remarkable. They absolutely love him because he's a team player. He's not just a big tree. He is one who actually works extremely hard and blocks, you know, rebounds. He's there. He's doing everything. And, you know, he's part of this team now. It's great. And he's so young.
Absolutely. Talking about Chinyelo, his teammate, Aliou Diarra, the man we spent the first half of this game praising, has 4 personal fouls, Q. What does that mean for Stade Malien?
For Stade Malien, that's going to be a big factor, but the league very significant right now as far as Stade Malien is concerned. And the 20 points, 5 minutes, there's got to be an increase in tempo, which we can see. Kwara Falcons maybe continue their three-point shooting. It will definitely affect the game. Rebound picked up by Bridgeforth. Berthe. Keita gets in between the defense. Amayo fades away in front iron. Rebound is well controlled. Victor Mohamed. And there's a contact call. And Diarra turns around. This could be trouble. Referees confer just to see which way the foul is going to go.
And it is coach. Both coaches worried. There it is. And sportsman foul.
The unsportsmanlike foul call. Let's see if we can have a look at
the replay.
From Amayo. And not much in it on that one. Mayo turns, and underneath the rim is where a lot of action was happening. It goes back the other way, and the contact call had already come. Mayo was looking more like the guilty party on that.
Well, it is 5 personal fouls for Aliou Diarra, but we wait for confirmation, and
we'll see.
And if you have a look at that shot, it looks like he extends his leg, and the referees are trying to call that. Just that extended leg, and he's very upset. But referee Dorothy of Hutch is right alongside. And so the argument from his side is he was in his natural running motion, and you can see that's what he's alluding to. But the referees interpret it as unsportsmanlike play, trying to trip the offensive player running down the floor. And that is going to be the end of the afternoon for Ali Diarra, and he's probably the player of the game. And now he's going to have to watch the rest of this one from the sideline as he picks up his fifth foul, and he's every reason to be upset.
Absolutely. 23 points, 14 rebounds, 5 blocks, 2 steals for Aliou Diarra. He's really had a great night, but it's been shortened, Q.
It's been shortened, and this might be a very big moment in this one. 57-74, the score. They got to control the tempo. Shot goes in from the three-point line. Eze connects from downtown. 60-74. Another three-pointer comes in from the Falcons. Ball is turned over. Mohammed can't hold, and he'll just have to go out of bounds.
Well, it's been a great shooting clinic for the Kwara Falcons, who are 7-for-14 behind the arc.
They have been red hot from the perimeter. Chinyelo to Bridgeford. Bridgeford caught it tightly by Monyong. It falls to Bertha. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Bertha pulls from way downtown. It's Chinyelo who can't hold. Eze ahead of the defense, the pass into the corner. Adekoyo hits the three again. 9-3-pointer for the Kwara Falcons team, and they force a timeout for Coach Kabakante. And the Kwara Falcons have brought this back as they go on a 9-0 run. They are back within 11. That moment where Aliou Diarra fouls out may be haunting the Stade Malien team right now, and also great three-point shooting has definitely aided the play of the Falcons. Eze knocking down the three from the outside. The sprint scoring, Eze 10 points, Wilson Jr. 10, Adekoya 10, and it's been great.
Absolutely, Q. When you look at this game, just a few minutes ago it was a 20-point game, and now Stade Malien look like they're under immense pressure from the Kwara Falcons. But it's really just the attitude from the Nigerian champions. They've stayed in this one. They've showed that they have a lot of fight still in them. And Mordi and Victor Eze just at the heart of that. It's going to be an incredible last 4 minutes in this game.
One can only imagine what it was like in that huddle. And maybe Robbie Knopf can give us a little bit of insight.
I knew you were going to come to me. Do you want me to? So, be aggressive. Be aggressive. Be very aggressive. Don't freeze.
Very, very clear in terms of the instruction, and aggression is probably what's needed. Ball comes out.
And you talk about aggression, Q. We're seeing a full court press from the Kwara Falcons.
Amayo. Ball is almost picked off. It is turned over. Chance now for Monyong. Adekoyo. Eze. Rattles in and out. It's picked up. Controlled. Berthe. No numbers on the transition. Slithers on the baseline. Wide open three. Comes off the back iron. Still can't laser in from downtown. Stuck Maria. And there. Troubles from a three-point line. Shooting it at 17%. The drive. Berthe tries to get the ball in. It's controlled again. He goes to ground. Looks like he got a hand in his face.
Well, the question now for Stade Malien is, do they run the clock? Do they, you know, just make sure that they use all the 24 seconds on every possession so that it plays to their hand?
That is absolutely what they need to do. They'll take deep into the shot clock on every possession and force the Falcons either to foul them or they'll look for a quality shot down the stretch. While Berthe looks like he's back on his feet. There's 1.3 seconds left on the shot clock in this one. Getting a towel and they've got to get a significant or a good shot out of the sideline out of bounds. 3:26, 11-point game. And the Falcons applying the pressure on the defensive end. One second. Chinyelo will not get the shot off in time. It's going to be a shot clock violation. And there was no awareness.
There was no awareness. There was no clock awareness looking at that inbound cue, like you said.
Eze. Adekoye. He gets it. Going to try and utilize the pick and roll from the top. Mordi. The extra pass. 4 seconds on the shot clock. On the baseline and stepping out of bounds on that one, Adekoya won't be able to get the shot off. It's going to be a turnover. We saw two good defensive possessions by either team on that.
And looking at once again the body language from the Kwara Falcons, they are showing that they want this one. They still are in it, and that full court press could be working for them.
And it's, again, lots of ball pressure. Verte manages to keep alive. Looks like he lost it for a second. Amayo. Taking their time. Chinyelo, drop or pass. Verte finishes. That's a great find by Chinyelo with the left-hand scoop pass to find Solomon Verte in space.
Rod Manyang looks like he was late on that one, looking at the replay. Chinyelo, good eyes to Bert in the paint.
19 points he's quietly accumulated in this one, and it's his knack of scoring the basketball. We had an outstanding opening game leading the Sahara Conference in scoring. He's 34 points, misses the free throw. Chinyelo, left hand sky hook, rattles in and out on the second chance opportunity. They needed that one. Mordi for the Falcons. Monyong and Adekoya call for it. It's Adekoya. Chance for Eze. Short, and the ball's going to go straight out of bounds.
Yeah, the shot selection there from Eze wasn't good enough. He still had an option to pass the ball around. There has to be better leadership at this point in the game. It's just 2 minutes to play a cue.
Every single shot has more pressure as the time pressure starts to build. The swap comes as Tiam back in on that. See if he can't find his touch from the perimeter. Chinyelo. Keita tries to use the pick. Amayo. Tightly guarded. Amayo hassled by Adekoya. Amayo is forcing the offense, and he does a pretty good job of getting the contact call on Adekoya.
When looking at the body language of Bert, shows you that how hard they want this. They've been, you know, fighting and throwing everything they have from the first quarter. They've been consistent throughout the game.
They have been fighting it, sir.
And they look like they can smell the victory cue.
Well, 13 points. The referee's confirming whether they're going to give the continuation. It is... the 15 foul as well, so irrespective of continuation, they go into the penalty, and so they send Amayo to that free throw line. And I know it was a point of emphasis, especially in the pregame interview for Coach Kabakante, and they've been 68% on 11 of 16 as a team from the charity strike. Amayo misses the first on that one. Amayo spent his college career at Loyola Marymount, 2 years at the Iona Girls, and finished up at Loyola Marymount. He's Canadian, Nigerian, and he spent some time in Sana'a in Iran. He'll draw on all of that experience here at the free throw line.
And looking at his numbers, Q, you wonder what he could have contributed in that second half of the game against U.S. Monastery when he was off
for that mouth injury. But he's back. He's looking good.
It really would have been interesting. Morty. To the corner, Adekoye. Shot is chased down. They keep the possession alive. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Tiam drives. Right hand won't go. They still have it. And second, third, fourth chance opportunities. The Falcons finally get the finish.
That's a very fierce drive from Tiam for a teenager to drive into the paint that hard. Unfortunate for him, but Wilson was quick to pick up the rebound, put it back, and now it could be a three-point play.
Wilson has led the way offensively, 16 points, make that 17, and the game is back within 10. 1:27 left. Both teams in the bonus. Chinyelu drops off. Keita. Amayo. He has some space. He takes the shot. It's going to be front line. Chinyelu's right there on the rebound. Again, drops off the pass. The fadeaway is not good. Chinyelu can't tap in. Could not score from close range. Adekoye right into the body of Amayo. Draws the foul.
Yeah, that's the ideal situation because they're going straight up to the free throw line.
With just 1:03 left. Clock gets stopped. It allows them to make inroads into the lead, and you've got a pretty good free throw shooter in Jawad Adekoye at the free throw line. Adekoye, Cheshire Phoenix and Plymouth City Patriots out in England, and his college basketball was played at Chicago State. USA and British citizen, and Basketball Africa League president Amadou Gallo follow alongside NBA Africa president CEO Victor Williams and Bemi Sola,
who heads obviously the NBA Africa office in Nigeria that was opened last year. Just a lot of developments on the African continent. NBA, of course, has its roots in South Africa. There's an office recently that was opened in Egypt. Then there's a Nigeria one. Just so much development on the continent, Q.
Amazing development on the continent. And it is the Kwara Falcons who are still in with a shout. Keita.
Q, we predicted this. Stad Malia trying to play the clock.
The throw up to Chinyelu, and he can't hold it. They will play the clock. 42.7 left. There's still so much that can unfold in this final 42 seconds. They need a shot from the perimeter or an and one. Kwara Falcons, Adekoye. Front irons it. It's chased down by Mohammed. He throws it back. Wilson! Flushes down.
That is very good eyes from Victor Mohammed.
6-point game, two possessions. Bert is fouled hard. Thought that should have come just a little bit earlier in the shot clock, but they do send Suleiman Bert to the free throw line.
And actually, Bert knew that that was coming, but looking at that replay over there, nice dunk, lots of spaces in the paint, and Wilson made no mistake to deliver that dunk and the 2 points.
Well, that really was a fantastic pass. Falling out of bounds, managed to see Wilson right underneath the rim, but here's the pressure shot from Suleiman Berthe. Got to make one of these two just to keep it at three possessions. You'll feel some of the pressure.
Yeah, and talking about three possessions, when you look at the Kwara Falcons players on the court, you don't have Eze, who's been incredible behind the arc, but Adekoye and Mordi could be the other options.
They have a multitude of options in terms of three-point shooting, and we've seen that the timeout has been called here. 20.4 seconds left. Adekoye, Tiam, Wilson Jr., Eze, all capable long-range shooters, and out of this timeout, you can be pretty sure they'll draw up a play where they spread the floor, either one of them in rhythm, and I think it will be Eze if he gets back on the floor. Otherwise, you look for young Tiam, and then Wilson inside. Got to chase down the rebounds, and then they should foul quickly, trying to see if Stad Malian can shoot from the free throw line.
Yeah, absolutely. When you talk about Eze, he's 3-for-3 behind the arc, and Adekoye has done a great job so far in this game. And looking at the stats, you have 23 points from Aliou Diarra, 64% from the field, and two assists. And of course, on the other side, Anthony Wilson Jr., 19 points, 3-for-3 behind the arc as well. Beautiful. It's been a great West African derby.
A much improved performance from Anthony Wilson Jr. And he'll certainly be happy with his personal performance, but I think what will make him happier is if the Falcons can try and pick up a win. Aliou Diarra will not be taking part in the final 20.4 seconds of this one. Talking about Wilson Jr., there he is. One wonders what role he will play down the stretch in these final closing minutes, the final closing seconds. It's going to be about execution. There's going to be free throw shooting indeed. And temperament, ability to finish, will count. Out of bounds will be Falcons basketball.
Yeah, talking about Falcons, I just saw the assistant coach of the Kwara Falcons, Arigbede Babajide, giving instructions to Wilson. Let's see how they can react after that inbound.
Morty kicks out. Tiam's wide open. It falls in. Big time shot from Tiam and brings it back within 4 points. There is a buzzer, and it should be a timeout called on the floor for Coach Kabakante with 13.3 seconds left. It's still lots to play for. Young Tiam with a big shot, ice in his veins, and it's back within two possessions.
Well, that's a very good reaction from Coach Kadri Jibril himself, a former player in Nigeria, known for his shooting prowess. You can see that it was great to have Wilson on the inbound and putting out the ball to Victor Mohamed. Not so many expected him to be the choice to take that three, but he's delivered, and now we have a four-point game.
Well, big, big-time shot. The shot comes, and Tiam just hits the three from downtown. The young Tiam has just come in to this team, hasn't had much time with them, but definitely shown his scoring prowess. 12 points he has already. 12 big points. And it's festive for sure in the arena, but the action has been even hotter.
Well, that's Bako for you, the most popular Senegalese fan, just coming in from Egypt, where he was supporting the under 20 Senegal team that won the Africa Cup of Nations, and fresh to support the Senegal team and the action here in the BAL.
That bucket by Tiam will really please him, Bako. This is Tiam coming from Senegal. And here we are. One will imagine that a foul will come quickly, but it is Stade Malien basketball. Ball is almost picked away. The steal. Scramble for the basketball. The foul is called. And I do think it is Tiam who's picked up the foul. So there will be two shots. It was almost nervous moments there for Pare as the ball went to ground. But this is the best part of possible outcome for Stade Malien. The ball was almost turned over. Just the hands on there from Tiam. As Pare tried to keep alive, he did well to get a hand on the pass, and then the wrestling that happened on the floor.
Well, when you look at the Kwara Falcons and the time on the clock, they really had to do that. It's 9.2 seconds to play. Otherwise, Stade Malien will try to play the clock and run it for as long as they can.
A little bit of nerves and nervous energy in this arena.
It's been a good attitude that we've seen from the Kwara Falcons, way, way better than in their opening game against the reigning Sahara Conference winners, Rwanda Energy Group.
72, 78, 6 seconds now. And a counter strategy by Stade Malien is that they can do exactly the same thing. We can see fouls on either end, because risking a three-point shot right now is probably going to put the game in the hands of the Kwara Falcons. Perimeter shooters who have been pretty good today from the outside, and I don't think it's something that they will leave to chance. So a foul does come. Is a timeout called, and we have 6.9 seconds left. 72 plays 78. It's all about moving the chess pieces. They've had 10 three-pointers on the outside. The atmosphere has been good. People are engrossed in this one and have every reason to be. Either one of these debutants, the win will mean so much for the Quarter Falcons, would mean a lot for Stamarian to pick up their first win. And you know how vital these wins are, because only four teams advance out of this six-team conference.
Yeah, absolutely. Just speaking to the team manager of the Quarter Falcons before the game, Aziz, saying that they needed that tournament that they played in Abidjan to warm up to the BAL. It was really the first time that they left Nigeria as a team, and that sort of helped them prepare. And you can see that preparation has come in handy tonight as they play against Stade Malien.
Mohamed, big free throws. He gets the first. And so it becomes chess, as I said. Foul could come quickly from Coach Jibril if the make happens. Mohamed gets both. And Coach Kabakante, I think, has called for, he has tried to confirm that the timeout was called. Ball goes to Berthe. There's a scramble. And that was hard contact here. An immediate cry in pain as Berthe on the ground. It came immediately from Suleiman Berthe. In so much pain right now. Just waiting for the player to respond and his teammates around him. Suleiman Berthe slow to get up. And I'm sure he'll get the scene to immediately. But nervous moments here, because he is the second leading scorer on this, and with 3.9 seconds left, he might go to the free throw line, or if he can't continue, the player that comes in will have to shoot the free throws. Berthe going to the locker room immediately to be seen to. No foul call comes, so it is going to be a turnover, and with 3.9 seconds left, that's Quarter Falcons basketball. Adekoya, ball is turned over, and that's going to be a dramatic end to this one. And there were some moments where you couldn't really tell what was going to happen. But at the end of the day, it is Stade Malien who hold on to a narrow four-point win. Quarter Falcons.
Voice of America special coverage of the Men's Basketball Africa League. Final score from the Dakar Arena. Stade Malien 78. Quarter Falcons of Nigeria 74. The Falcons fought back from a 20-point deficit. They could not reach the top, however. They fall short in Senegal by 4 points. Once again, final score, Stade Malien 78, Quara Falcons 74. Mukbil Yabaro, some final thoughts on this game.
I really liked how well Stade Malien played for, I'd say close to almost the entire game up until the big man. Can we say he's another big man from Bamako?
Diarra
fouls out, and it's as if the team literally has no rim protection.
Yep.
They don't know what's going on. And then as soon as that happens, the Falcons go on a 9-0 run to come back within not only punching distance, within possibility of winning the game.
Yeah, they showed their fight. They really did,
you know. But sometimes I feel like it's a little too late. If they would have came out with that same press earlier on in the game, what could have happened? It was a three ball that the 3-point shot that really allowed them to stay in the game, as they shot extremely well from three, but their inside post game really was not where it needed to be. You know, their lead scorer, Anthony Wilson Jr., with 19 points, 50% from field goal percentage, 3-for-3 from 3-point land. He really was, you know, doing everything he possibly could to help them get this win. Unfortunately for them, they were unable to get the win.
Diarra fouls out with 23 points, 14 rebounds, five blocks, and two steals. Player of the game. How about if we go down to Dakar for a quick interview with our friend Diarra?
It was important for us, you know, to set it because, you know, yesterday we played and we found our loopholes, our mistakes, and trying to improve on that. So it was better for us to get this win, you know, just to keep going, keep proceeding, and just by getting the W and learning from our mistakes to improve it next on our next game. So it was important getting this win today.
We're very proud when we see youngsters like yourself play such incredible basketball. How proud are you to take part in this BAL?
I'm excited to be part of this this BAL Basketball African League. You know, it's an opportunity because, you know, being able to play with pros, you know, pros teams, it's something that it's good for my growth and for the academic boys, like being able to be at elevate programs, being able to participate is it's a good thing for us, for our growth, you know, to check out where we have been, how we are improving and how we keep going, and, you know, learning from our mistake, learning from watching and everything. So it's a good thing for us to be here, you know, to represent the continent, to represent our families, our country. So we represent MB Academy. So it's a good thing for us to participate in this program, and we appreciate it.
No, I can see that you appreciate it. 10 points out there today, getting a lot of time on court now. It's starting to look really good. How confident are you to qualify and go through to the playoffs?
I believe in my team. I believe in the coaching staff strategy. So I think keep trusting on each other, playing together. So I think with playing together, you know, executing together, following the coach's plan and everything, I think it's a good start. It's a good setup foundation for us, because I know with what we got and how we play, I believe that we'll have a spot in the playoff.
Thanks so much, Ruben. Congratulations again, and all the best for the next game.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We just heard from Ruben Chinyelu, NBA Elevate player, put up 10 points today in an amazing effort to help his team win against the Kawara Falcons 78-74. Sonny, what can we say? They really played almost an almost perfect game, you know, in order to get their first win. So they are 1-1 right now. Unfortunately for the Kawara Falcons, they are 0-2. Their very next game is going to be a must win. And unfortunately for them, they go up against the Tunisian Giants, U.S. Monastir.
Tough matchup for them.
Very difficult. Stade Malien will play against AS Douanes for their next game. Very winnable for them as well if they continue to play and show us what they've shown us today. They're a team to watch.
Final score from the Dakar Arena, Stade Malien 78 and Kwara Falcons of Nigeria 74. That's all from Studio 3. I'm VOA Sonny Young. And
I'm Mukbil Yabarow, and this was a special VOA program and coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Until next time, everyone have a good one.
Thank you.
Kinkiba, boys of Kasaba de Digua, the flavor, flavor. Yeah, Eba, Kinkiba, boys of Kasaba de Digua, open flavor, flavor. Yeah,
feeling the AD, all the mother girls feeling me, young daddy Lumba, what is these? But EBU, you way I pick, yeah, 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 say I can't want it. In this hour, many the name who I went in say, I can't cross
on all for you, all for you. Yeah, you know, one, one, but see, I fought for two. Magic stick, touch and feel the cruise. What we do, me hun send P, see where in any taste and see, I know quite the penny. Me ex, me next, new, be on chin and in, see me sending the pictures, Eddie in a heap.
Boy, c'est que ça va dédé quoi. Ben, flavor, flavor. Yeah. Eba, inkeba. Boy, c'est que ça va dédé quoi. Ope, flavor, flavor. Yeah. First things first, all play and no work can make man stress. But all work and no play they make man vex. Spry season come, will be